You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Oh, I got it because I decided one month that I say the F word too much on the podcast and in life, and I have the son. And every time he heard a horn beep, he'd go, fuck.
What? Really?
Every time we're in the car with my wife, all of a sudden the guy next to me goes, wah, wah. He goes, fuck. And I was like,
a little bit.
I go, what's that? She goes, she looks at me. She goes, you. I go, me. Guy beeps again, fuck. And I was like, I beeped. He went, fuck. I was like, all right, it's me.
I think so, I partly laughed because I met your son. He asks questions later. He goes first. I love your son.
Dude, he's so cute.
Yeah, he goes right in.
When he gave me a hug, I was done. Yeah. I just go, hey. Best kid, I go, hey, buddy, high five at the McGregor fight. And he just went in for this big hug, and I was like, I loved it.
Doesn't do that with everybody.
Nice.
Yeah, he liked me a lot, too.
Yeah, he
kids
does.
Kids got good taste.
A couple, you know. Yeah. Couple guys.
He knows.
Yeah, Omar. Didn't get a hug. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding.
He smelled it on him.
So what's the bell? So now you...
Well, anytime... thanks, Mike, for it. Thank you.
Let's stay focused.
Let's stay focused. Isn't that your nickname, Focus Vecchione?
Yeah.
So I got this bell, so anytime I swore, she, meaning her, meaning... Lauren, sexy Lauren over there.
I'm back to sexy Lauren.
Yeah, well, you changed your fucking attitude, and now you're back. Comes downstairs, she's got a fucking choker on. I make a joke. I go, what are you, one of Norton's girls? Something, she rolls her eyes. I'm going to get the bags. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know we were doing an NPR podcast. I thought it was a fucking comedy show. You can't take a hit down at the cellar?
I was about to say, it's too late for you with the fucks. Don't even try to get rid of them.
I am not going to friggin' say it anymore. Okay?
You say it, you don't even realize you say it.
There's got to be a curse jar
you
that's along with
fucks?
That.
So
that
I will give
it. You build a college fund for your son.
What?
You build a college fund for your son.
I can't hear.
You ring the bell.
I mean,
you put money in the curse jar.
Kind of fucking.
Pay for his college.
You guys are focused on the bell. I can't hear.
We got a guy.
You got two guys.
Relax. We got a guy. You swore.
Thursday's got to go to a hearing doctor now.
How's that? Is that better?
An ear guy.
There you go.
Who's your ear, nose, and throat?
I was just kidding. These guys.
I love that he turned it up like a half a knob, and now he can hear fine.
Let me
tell
you,
he could hear, just not the way he likes to.
Verzi doesn't like inconveniences. he flips out. I can't hear. One time. You want to hear a funny story?
I do. It's a funny podcast. Unless you want to talk to Lauren.
Come on.
I know.
Well, you know.
All right.
So, we're at a restaurant. Verzi, I'm in a mood for soup. I said, get a soup. So I go, tell me about the soup. He goes, it's tomato soup. Give me the tomato soup.
Is that your Verzi, by the way?
No, it's a gazpacho. Soup. Yeah, it's a gazpacho.
No, they said it was a cucumber soup.
A cucumber soup.
What? Wait a minute.
So funny.
Stop doing Verzi because he's here and it's fucking me up. I know you're doing Verzi when you're doing the other person.
Yeah.
He's right here.
Because
you don't do a good Verzi. You're doing like some Greek Verzi.
Yeah, I wasn't.
I know you're Greek too before you get nuts.
Yeah, he is Greek.
I know half.
But are you half Greek? Giannis likes to claim it.
50%.
Wow. Yeah, 50.
Giannis likes to claim it. My mother's 100% Greek.
100% Greek.
Mike, he's Italian.
So listen, we're sitting down, we're eating, and they go, I could go for a soup, you know? You ever go for a soup? Like every once in a while, you could go for a soup, you know?
Fuck yeah.
Right?
The older you get,
it's like comforting, you know?
Nothing. Let me tell you something, Verz. There's nothing like when you're like, what am I going to eat? And all of a sudden you see fucking, oh my God, what a soup is it? What soup is that?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
And then you're like, shit.
Yeah, my
you get a big bowl of it.
What about Stacy's pumpkin soup? My wife makes a pumpkin soup, make you
buddy,
cry.
My Dawn's sausage soup, wow, make you sausage fucking move soup in the house. Sausage soup, move in the house.
By the way, we got to talk about this kid's steak tips after. Because it was.
I thought we were going to go to appetizers after this.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry.
We're going down the menu, Mike. Mike.
We got to team Mike up here. This is a married guy, fucking family. Right.
My wife.
Soups are amazing.
No, you could tell the story. So I say to the guy, yeah. I go, "What? You have a soup? I'm in the mood for a soup." And he goes, we have a good soup tonight. It's funny you should ask.
Yeah.
It's a cucumber something. So I'm sitting there. Giannis is across from me. He's eating a drink. Give me the soup. And
I think he told you it was gazpacho.
No.
I just don't think you knew what gazpacho was.
No, he said cucumber soup. That's what I thought.
Sometimes it's cold.
Yeah, it was a cold soup.
Because that doesn't even sound appetizing. Yeah.
Can I say something?
No. Cucumber soup doesn't sound appetizing.
First of all,
you're wrong.
It depends on if it's a summer day. You're in New Hampshire. The fucking leaves are falling.
Yeah, but he wanted
a cucumber soup. Sounds
that's autumn, by the way.
Huh? Yeah, I was
the
in
leaves
the mood.
Don't fall in summer.
I said starting to fall at the end of summer, mixed with autumn. Don't get technical.
So finish.
So he wanted a warm soup. He thought it was a warm soup. So the waiter puts it down. He goes, "Oh, it looks delicious." Compliments the soup. Waiter walks away. Waiter's like a couple feet away. He takes the first spoonful. He goes, "It's cold. The soup is cold."
Yeah, I could. It was disgusting. It was disgusting.
It's just. What is it?
Gazpacho.
It was gazpacho.
It was supposed to be cold.
Let me tell you something.
It's cold. He screamed it. It's cold. Soup well, is cold.
Yeah, but I'm not as bad in restaurants as you say. You say
bad.
I'm tough.
No,
I'm
not
bad. Tough.
He's
he
real
says
bad.
I'm tough.
He's, bad on, he's tough on the staff. He doesn't like amenities. He likes things. Funny. He wants things perfect.
Verzi, I've been with you smoking Stogs.
Yeah.
And if that girl comes over and gets out, if a little thing's out of line, you're like, this is how you know something just happened. Because he won't say it right away. The conversation's going. We're hanging. All of a sudden, there's silence.
Yeah.
And you're like, there's something missing. Oh, it's Verzi. Verzi's not talking. Why is he? And he's like,
because he's thinking.
And then he goes
that.
Like this. Hey. Not for nothing. Not for nothing. Look, no. There's a whole pre-thing. Guys, I'm a good guy. You know me. You met my kids. You know my wife.
Exactly.
How good is my wife's sausages? How good is it? You know me. I'm a good guy. Look, we all have faults. We do things. I know we do things. I'm not the guy to say you're the guy that does that. But what she just did, out of line. Fucking out of line. What she did. She put an ashtray down with ashes in it. Get a wet rag and wipe it up. Whose ashes are those? I don't fucking want those ashes.
You're spending $37 for a stick, though.
Yeah.
I'm spending $37 a stick. My ashtray shouldn't have ashes in it.
You're right. No, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Guys, I want to celebrate 31 years of sobriety for me on Sunday.
Congratulations.
What are you doing, Bobby?
Out the window, cocksuckers! You wanted it, now you got it!
Oh, God,
I'm kidding.
No.
Here.
Oh, God, a plaster Bobby would be fucking unreal.
There you go, buddy. Yeah, plaster, but you don't want a plaster Bobby.
Me
and you'll be rolling on the grass somewhere. It'd be the best night of our lives, and then we'd be fighting somewhere in fucking Westchester. We'd be fucking rolling around in deer shit. You cocksucker! Fuck you, Verzi! My wife's meatballs are better!
You're a fucking out of your mind!
This is how nuts this guy is. Listen to how fucking nuts this guy is. We're at his house. Yeah. By the way, I have to give you that your McGregor Mayweather party was top notch.
Cheers.
The whole way.
Party.
Extra
there was three people there.
No.
Oh, you had a whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh
no, he had enough food. He had trays of sausage. He had
who
trays.
Told you there was three people?
The pictures it just looked like you, him, and Ari.
I don't take pictures of all the people.
You invited Vecchione too, right?
I did.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't go.
Vec's not big on the invites.
No, I have to do spots. Every time you guys want to get together, you guys do invite me, which is very
like
sweet, but I have to do spots. I have to do spots to live.
I look at his schedule, then I plan the party. What time are you having it? What time? You got a 9 o'clock stand, right? What time you got a 10:15 at the street? Yeah, it's around 9 o'clock to 10:15.
No, so he goes, I got steak tips. You never had these steak tips before. Yeah, trust me, I got them. I bought them $500 worth. You never had a steak tip like this. And I'm like, Bob, you know.
Same as the barbecue steak tip?
Yeah.
So I'm not.
I went
kidding.
To Boston. I went to Dom. Let me say, Dom's in Malden. I'm going to give him a plug. If you're ever in Boston near Malden, go to Dom's. Do yourself a favor. Get the garlic sausages that are the size of your arm, and get the steak tips original. Don't fuck around with sauce. Steak tips original. $70 a bag. shut up and take the hit. Just shut up and take the hit. Tell him Bob Kelly. Bobbo, tell him Bobby Kelly sent you. They'll give you nothing for free. Nothing. Not even a discount. You don't need it. It's
so
unbelievable.
He's going on and on about these steaks.
All on about it. Yeah. And he's like,
going, he's going, you know, you don't understand. You don't understand. I thought he's just, you know, excited to be, because you never had nothing like this. Never. So I swear to God, hand to God, I take a bite of this thing and I was like, wow, that was fucking incredible. And I go, Bobby, I gotta tell you something. I haven't had a steak tip like that in a long time. He goes, never. You never did. What do you mean a long time? It didn't happen. And I'm going, all right, you fucking psych. I'm trying to compliment you. It never happened. You couldn't have. Because you'd have to go to... They don't make them in New York. Jesus Christ.
Because, listen, first of all, Lauren, I know why you're sticking up for Paul.
No.
All right?
No.
First of all...
She thinks you're the hottest guy
in
the world.
Yeah, I love Lauren. Yeah. Oh, you're just her type, too. Yeah. Oh, with the tracksuit.
I think we're all just her type.
Wow. Yeah. At certain stages. Yeah, I was her type at the beginning of this fucking whole
certain
thing. When
times
she
of
first
the
met, she, when she first got around everybody, then she went to Vecchio. Maybe then she was like, Giannis. Now she went to Dave. But she settled for Dave. Yeah. Dave's the same thing. Except, yeah. Well, kind of.
Dave.
Oh, okay. Exactly. Oh.
Yeah, act like there's some friction there now.
Okay.
No, who's this
Dave
guy?
I love Dave.
Yeah,
I love Dave.
Of course you do.
Is Dave's your guy?
Yeah.
You didn't know who he was 5 seconds ago. But
no,
you love him.
No.
That's what Dave's agent say. Dave? Oh, yeah, Dave. No. Greatest guy ever. Libertarian, right? Yeah, yeah. What is that again? Middle ground, right? Doesn't offend anybody? Right down the middle? Everybody can listen?
Is that guy who eats steak tips?
Buddy,
is that what a libertarian is?
You got a...
That thing in front of you?
Oh, all right.
Hey, what do you think I am?
We're doing shots?
Yeah, by the way, that
celebrate Bobby's sobriety.
That steak story would make a great local commercial for that place.
Can I tell you something?
You should promote them. I should do a commercial for them.
I do.
Never,
every fucking
never,
chance I get.
Did. How
you
could
never
you? You couldn't.
How
could you?
Giannis, can I say something to you, though? Because this is how Verzi does it, though. I love you, Verz.
What?
But I'm just going to say, this is how you do it. He goes, now, he's never, I these steak tips.
You going to do?
He's never had them. Okay, you want to pour the drink? I'll
pour him a drink.
Yeah, he's got a little stomach thing.
Yeah, it's fucking. Yeah, that's how men get rid of stomach shit.
Yeah.
With whiskey.
You got to sweat it out.
Right there, that's enough. Fucking Jersey. You're like a drug dealer. He's got a stomach thing, just a little sip. You filled it more than yours. What about you?
Too many carbs? I'm drinking coffee now. Does it go with coffee?
Yeah.
Really actually,
good.
It is. It's
whiskey,
Irish coffee.
Yeah.
That's actually Irish. Yeah, you can put that in.
I put it in the coffee?
Yeah, it's called Irish coffee.
Yeah, why not?
There you go. Put it in there.
So I'm not lying, though.
You're not lying, but you got to back up a little bit.
Okay.
Because, Giannis,
yeah.
I tell him though with these steak tips. He's like, dude, I've had steak. No, you haven't. But I know you haven't had them, okay? I build this shit up to the sky. Yeah. Now, he takes a bite.
Yeah.
He looks at me. Holy fuck.
Yeah, I can promise you. Okay. There's no chewy. It's incredible.
It lives up to the hype. Lauren, right?
No, it really
Mike,
does.
Mike, you've been
Two
there.
Years,
yes.
You know.
Mike, I don't think I ever had the steak tips.
I never had
though.
A steak tip
I never
do
had
that.
A steak
tip. No, that's the point. Yeah. He's never had a fucking steak tip.
You know what it is? You think you're eating the fat of a steak, but you're not.
No, it tastes like.
But
no, I don't think that's the point. I think it's the arrogance that comes after the steak, after you eat it. Like, no, you haven't, you piece of shit. Like, you know what I mean?
You know, I was trying to compliment you. I was just trying to make
Buddy,
small talk. Hey.
First of all, you don't like me, Mike.
I love you.
You don't like me.
I love you. Yes,
you don't
I do.
Like me.
Yes, I
you
do.
Don't, you, I've heard you don't like me.
No, he doesn't. I'm sitting
I've heard.
Back
you're
because
landlord.
I wasn't invited
you're
to the fight. I'm gauging the conversation here.
You're
and
invite-
I'm an impartial,
Holy
objective
shit.
Third party.
I invited you to the fucking fight. You didn't come.
Cheers spots. For Bobby's sobriety. Cheers.
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 Cheers, everybody. 31 Cheers.
Years. 31
years. 15 years old.
Dude,
I was
how
actually.
How old were you? Oh, 15. Jesus.
15.
Wow.
Yeah. Cheers, wow. Everybody. Cheers to the fans out there.
You must have been a mess of a drinker as a teenager.
I was a horrid, violent.
Wow.
Violent
what would you drink?
That's nice.
Everything.
Really?
Yeah, I'd fucking.
Oof.
I'd half sip this bottle.
Yeah, it's nice. Wow.
At fucking 13.
That's crazy.
Listen, here's the problem. Can I please just state my case?
Yeah.
All right, with all you guys, I know, you know.
What?
I said something without saying something.
He basically was trying to say.
No,
I was happy.
Hang on, listen.
No, but look.
Let me say it.
No, but let me interject real quick. He's a New Yorker.
Is it for me?
No. As a New Yorker, you can't say all time. You can't say all time of anything because the options are always
no,
open.
But his point was I couldn't
Boston,
get it in New York.
You can't get. They don't
that's
have.
That's the thing. You
here's
can't
my
get
point.
Those
yeah,
in New York.
Right. You can get steak tips.
No.
In New York.
Where?
Huh?
You can't.
There's steak tips
buddy,
somewhere.
You,
it's a Boston, New York fight.
Listen, you can't. Here's my problem with it. I say, he says, dude, these are the best steak tips I've ever had. You never had them. Stops. I just gave you something you've never had. Just say, dude, I've never had these. This is one of the best things I've ever had.
You've never had steak tips before?
Never.
Not like that. I've had steak tips.
No, but
tips.
You've had steak tips.
Yeah, but shitty ones.
You've never had. Where'd you have a steak tip?
Like, so that's he just did like steak those tip. Shitty places like Tad's. And those shitty places.
Right.
You know, those where? Fucking, those
where?
Like,
yeah.
Where's
ta-
you know, like,
pull
Tad's
up Tad's in Times Square. It's in Tad's Times Square.
Tad's in Times Square.
If they have steak tips on the menu, I say sorry right now.
Sorry.
Okay, yeah, all right.
Pull up Tad's
I
menu.
I hate that name, Tad.
Yeah.
Tad's menu. This is going to take 30 minutes for her to do this.
No. It's up.
Steak tips, look at that.
I see, where? I push you.
I know.
I push
know.
You.
I'm just trying
all right,
to-
keep going.
I'm just
where does it say steak tips?
Hold on. Try to speed
eggs, breakfast.
Is this the- Yeah.
It says our menu. Hit our. Now hit. Yeah. There you go. Green salad. No. Down.
Tad's famous steak.
Cucumber
nope.
soup.
Nope.
That was a good one. It's cold. This is cold.
Go down. Scroll down. Dinner. That's lunch. Dinner. That's sandwiches. Scroll down.
No, that was dinner too.
Jesus
lunch
Christ.
Or dinner
definitely
menu.
I've had a steak tip before
you
in my
haven't.
Life. Somewhere.
Now, not there.
Somewhere. Maybe.
Yeah,
not
but now we're fucking. Now we're getting into fucking
either
hazy
way,
area.
Either way, I didn't have what you had. I get it.
I just say.
Yeah.
But here's the compliment. Here's the compliment. But Verz, let me just give you the compliment.
11 best places
I like
for
Verz's
steak
high pitched outrage.
Do you know how happy I was?
Look, 11 best places.
I name. Wait, stop! Don't show him the thing. Name one of them, and I'll say sorry.
Bobby, I don't know. I never had those. I never had those. I was happy. I was fucking happy. This is what happened. I get out of my car excited to see this cocksucker. We got fucking cigars. We're ready to. I'm happy. Be honest. It was a little chilly. You know, I like the little brisk. I like the. You know, I like the fall.
Yeah.
You know, it started. It was like the first night they was coming in. I got this new sweatshirt. I put the fucking.
I love
nice,
that. I love this
nice
sweatshirt.
Sweatshirt.
I had a nice
sweatshirt.
Nice like yeah. navy
Great.
Sweatshirt. And I'm sitting there. I'm so right, excited. Lord. He's got fucking chunks of steak. I'm happy. He's
sausages. Yeah. The garlic sausages.
He got aggressive. He got aggressive for no reason.
His buddy Joe had a bottle of Macallan 12.
Boom.
I'm excited. I told my wife.
Cubans?
Yeah, I told my wife. I go, you guys going to bed? I'm going to watch McGregor. I'm off. I just got back from vacation. No spots. My special's
right.
over. I could sit back,
well,
watch this fight.
Killed the special.
Watch, thank you. What? Eat his steaks. I'm
yes.
so happy. And I
steak
just go,
tips.
You know what, Bobby? I got to tell you something. You know, I'm happy. You know
yeah,
when I get happy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's almost like, you know when you're at a party and you start getting buzzed?
Yeah.
Well, you know when you're at a party and you start getting
yeah.
buzzed? Second drink.
Yeah.
Second
yeah.
drink yeah. is yeah. right when it gets happy. Everything is just happy. Next couple hours, it's all
yeah.
bliss. I start doing that. This guy's got to go, man, this is some spread.
He's a bliss killer.
I even said,
I got fucking charcuterie cheese.
He's got sausages the size of your fucking forearm, and then he's got mini ones. You get to choose.
Right, right. right. With the buns, though.
With
the Italian buns,
with
not
buns.
A hot dog bun. You savage. Yeah. You ever make a fucking, you put a sausage, a fucking, a big sausage in a hot dog bun? If you force your guests to do that, you're a piece of garbage.
Yeah.
I had a sausage roll, the Italian sausage rolls.
And he's got the Hoyo de Monterey's, which is my favorite Cuban. It's the Jordan of all fucking
yeah.
cigars, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
I got the
and,
Hoyos, I got the Partagas, I got everything.
Bit the steak, and I just was so free.
Yeah,
you know, I knew the next. No, I knew the next 4 hours of my life were gonna be doing everything that I love to do. Everything that I fucking love to do is, the, you know, is a couple of these, and then you throw sports, the biggest sporting event. It couldn't have, I could be happier.
Projector outside.
Oh, projector outside. The thing could have fucking floated in the ocean.
Little brisk in the air.
He had a fucking TV that could float. He had a fucking projector that could float in the ocean. You could play beach volleyball and watch the game. Watch the fucking fight. And I'm sitting there. I'm fucking thrilled. And then I bit the steak. And then it confirmed what he said about the steak. And I go, it's been a long time since I had a piece of steak. Never! Never! And that's
Bobby.
The aggression out of fucking
yeah,
nowhere.
Bobby
yeah.
just wanted to fight you.
Yeah,
oh.
yeah.
I just, listen.
Why did you have to make it never? Why couldn't it have been just take
a cause it's the truth. I lie. I fucking don't. Listen.
You know what a sane
let me tell
person
you something.
Says there?
What?
You know what a sane person
yeah.
says? I'm telling you, I told you. Anyway, go make yourself happy. Have a good time.
Yeah. And then I go. And then I go talk to my wife. This cocksucker says he's never had one. Maybe he had one. He's never had one. Then she gets it.
By
I'd rather
way,
give it to you.
Your wife's blueberry fucking
crumble.
Strudel, whatever
crumble.
It was. Whole. Holy shit.
Funniest dude. Thing ever.
This fucking
oh,
guy.
I say, where's Dawn?
He takes a bite of the blueberry crumble.
Right in my mouth.
Literally goes like this. He takes a bite. He goes, where's Dawn? Where's your wife?
Yeah, it was. Because he hyped it up. But I got to give him credit. Everything, every food he hyped up,
yep.
Every food he hyped up, he nailed it.
No, he's a great host, Bobby.
He's a great host. Dinner,
unbelievable.
Great host.
Yeah, I'll third that.
Because I don't go for it. You know, he knows that. There's, if you're not a good host, you don't throw a party. Like, I don't like that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The way people go, you know, they got fucking Lay's potato chips and a fucking 2 liter.
Wait a second. Wow. I just want to say you were a great host. I just want to, you put rosemary on the meat.
Buddy,
I had,
but here's the thing.
What do you mean? What,
like the stick of rosemary?
Like rosemary spice.
All right, yeah. When we had my friend Giannis coming over, who's a friend of mine, I love him. He's coming over before your special. I says, why don't you come up before your special? Before Verzi's special,
smoked.
I go, we'll smoke some bats. I got compute. We'll do a couple Cubans in the shed, right? And I'll cook for you. So my wife went out and got lamb chops because he's Greek. But she has the mint jelly with the rosemary on the grill.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
He gets it.
And the burgers were great, too.
I had not, but here's the thing. I don't fuck with... I'll go get Kobe beef.
Yeah, Kobe beef.
Go get the fucking upgraded burger. So when you put it on... But here's the thing. I know how to cook a burger. You leave it juicy. Juicy-oosy in the middle. Don't overcook it. Don't be a savage.
Verzi cooks an unbelievable burger.
Right.
Unbelievable.
So now here's the thing, Verzi.
Mike, you got to get up to one of these, dude.
Yeah, I guess I have to.
You got it.
There's a lot of food and violence.
Yeah, it's food and arguing. It's amazing. You'll feel right at home.
I like the violence behind the food, actually.
So anyways, we're fucking smoking the cigars. We got bats going. Then we light up the Cubans. We got two phases of Cubans. We got three phases. If you're really at the party, you're doing three phases.
Yeah.
But everybody else is doing two phases. We got the first Cuban, right? We're doing some bats.
He let a kid smoke one. We got to talk about that.
That's what I'm bringing in.
Oh, okay.
And I've already mentioned the name.
Okay.
And he's fine.
Yeah, no, nice guy.
Nice guy. So
But you could do it out?
No, he's a good guy.
Me and Verzi were talking about there's this whole category called you could do it out him. You don't hate him.
Yeah. There's a group of people like
that. Well, no, you
don't
want to spend a Cuban cigar on a guy that doesn't smoke cigars.
Right.
I have a whole fucking box in my house of cigars for people. Hey, you want a cigar?
Yeah.
Hey, pick one out of here. You can have any one you want.
Yeah.
And it's fucking... It's not garbage,
right?
But it's not the fucking good ones.
I get that.
When you come to my house, if I roll out with the hand picked ones,
his friends that smoke get the best. Like, but
Mo's the best.
He's
Steve from my father.
We're sitting
the best.
In these lawn chairs in front of his projector.
My friend Joe
and that guy standing behind us.
Yeah,
it's me and Bobby sitting right in front of the projector. It's amazing. This guy just goes, "Hey, you got some cigars? Something, right?" So Bobby goes, "Yeah, go over there. And anything you want, the box has got Cubans, everything." And I leaned over to Bobby when he said it. And I go, "Listen, you know, not." I said,
"Do it in the microphone."
You know, I said, "Nothing." Yeah. I'm so interested. I forgot we're on a fucking podcast. Like,
does love
ten? It's like a movie.
I go.
You do love it, not for nothing.
Jimmy Whispers.
You do hit not for nothing a lot.
No, I go like
not for nothing.
I go not for nothing. Like, you might.
It's so good.
You might not want to give this kid a Cuban. Like, this
kid, but I go. But he leaves
a Hoyo. I mean, that kid's got no business smoking a Hoyo.
I go like this. I go, "Listen,
you don't give a guy a Ferrari his first car. You know,
he's not gonna appreciate it."
Yeah, I know. I can't handle the speed, you know?
But here's the thing. I extend everybody there I fucking knew who smoked. You know, Mo, my friend Joe, you, me, Ari smokes. I know, you know. So it's like, it's a hard choice. There's one guy that smokes, and I don't know where he lies. Am I really going to go in and say, "Oh, here's a fucking, you know, a fucking... you know, a Philly blunt. I you know, am I going to go in and get a little Macanudo for him?" It's like, dude, you know what? There's a whole box of cigars there. I made the call. Go ahead, grab what you want.
That's why you got class.
I should have went up and said, "Here you go. Here's a, you know, a cheaper, nice cigar, but, you know, a little cheaper." You know what I mean? Something. But I didn't. I was like, you know, "Okay, we'll smoke what you want." But here's the kicker. I said this last week on the podcast, I believe. I get up, I'm smoking my cigars, and I want to make you feel comfortable at my house. You're there. He was there with somebody else that I invited, but I'm like, you know, "Come in. What do you need? What do I help you?" I don't want you to feel shitty. I've been to so many parties where the host doesn't talk to me, doesn't make me feel welcome,
right?
Said I could come, but I don't like that. If I say, "Yeah, bring somebody," I want to make you feel like we've been friends for 20 years.
But you want to know what you do that's wrong? I'm going to tell you a mistake that you make, and I think it's a common mistake.
What are you talking about?
No, you're very gracious. You're the most gracious.
Go ahead.
Okay?
Go ahead.
But you invite too many. See, I do something. You could ask Giannis. Yeah. When I have a party, I invite it's only love. No, I'm not kidding you.
What do you
it will
mean?
Be, what, yeah. What do I mean?
No do without.
There's
no do
without. There's no yeah. do without. You know, a guy, hey, I like him, good guy, but you know, I can do without him.
Okay.
I don't want him at the house.
Okay.
You know,
not around your kids, right?
What
now,
if
right
a dude,
where his children sleep.
All right, so I gotta have. What is it?
Gotta have.
So it's like Cold Stone.
And then there are guys, that I try to invite that I wanted to have. I wanted to have Mike. I wanted to have Soda. There's a couple guys that I want to have. But they, I know a lot of people, city guys, they can't come up, whatever. If I'm going to have, though, you know, if, let's say, this is my point. If I have Yanni.
Yeah.
If I have you. If I have Bartnick.
Yeah.
If I have Burr. If yeah. I have the clique of guys that I hang out with, it's all love. There's no
okay.
problem.
Okay, but here's the
it's
thing.
It's never going to be a problem.
Yeah, but first.
There's no separate box that you have to send them to.
Exactly.
It's only one box.
It's one box, Mike.
But
it's one box.
What if I say.
You're generous.
What if I say this, though? What if I say, Verse, come up, and you go, cool. Hey, I got to bring this. Can I bring this other guy?
It would be. It would. I
what would I would say yes.
We'd have to vet him. What do we call him? Friend of ours? Yeah. Friend of mine?
Yeah.
Friend of his. Friend of yours.
What do I call you? I'll be honest. I got to agree with Verzi. People are not discriminating enough when you have party. You got to be discriminating.
Yeah, but here's
my
the thing.
Mother-in-law
because
does
chemistry.
That. She invites.
Tell them
yeah,
to come
one
too.
One person
it's
could
nice.
Throw the whole party off.
Yeah.
Honey,
yeah.
Listen, I learned this. I learned this my first barbecue at my house. My first massive. Max's B-Day party, 50 people showed up, all the neighbors. I invited one neighbor, said some off-color remark to Keith.
And then everybody's tense.
And then everybody's fucked up.
Yeah. Yep.
And,
yeah.
then hung around too long. I learned that. But what I'm saying here, but here's the thing.
Remember I fucked with you about Ari?
What?
I go, Ari's coming, and he's sitting down. Uh-huh. He goes, yeah, why? I go, dude, that's no big deal. But me and him just had a really big falling out 2 weeks ago. I go, but no, it's all right. He goes, what happened? I go, I got back and forth. He started calling me at times, started, you know, saying Jude things. I go, but listen, you know, it's all, and he just goes, what? What
that's a good
fuck?
Prank.
And,
yeah.
And then he just goes, I could tell his mind, and then I go, I'm kidding. He goes, oh, fucking first. He goes, I got sick to my stomach.
You know how much money I spent on steak tips? The fuck? I did it. You know what I mean?
That's a good one.
So, yeah.
But whatever. The guy, he said, look, I'm bringing a friend up. I said, go ahead. I trust the guy who's bringing. He's in. So I'm going to let you bring somebody.
Yeah.
And we brought the somebody. And I'm trying to really comfort him and make him feel. Me and Verzi, we got these zero gravity chairs.
Yeah.
And I put two and two because I didn't want fucking everybody sitting in these. But I said, Verzi, let's go.
What's a zero gravity chair?
So you got the blow up screen, right? It's a lawn chair. You got the screen and you got the projector. And on each side of the projector is two zero gravity chairs that my mother got me. And I told my mother's like me. She'll just, you got to get one of those, you know. Off of TV. She went and bought four of them for me. Yeah, there they are.
Beach chair.
Yeah, no. Zero gravity.
Zero gravity.
Verzi, how comfortable is that?
The black one to the left.
The black one to the left.
Yep, those.
With the fucking coasters.
Those, they were,
with the cup holder.
They don't look that comfortable.
Oh, dude.
Were they on sale for the eclipse?
Wow.
Was there an eclipse sale that you guys
got?
No, you go all the way back with them.
My mother's got
these. You're sitting them like this, right? And all of a sudden they go back. Now you're watching the fight. It's like you're watching the fight in space.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Zero gravity. Believe me, I can use as least gravity as possible when I'm fucking trying to be comfortable, right?
Yeah.
So watching the fight, and I lean back in my zero gravity all the way back. Say, hey, blah blah blah. Hey, want anything? He goes, Bobby, relax.
Oh, the
the guy.
Yeah.
Right. Let me tell you something. If you want me to relax, the last word you use.
Who said relax?
Is the word relax.
The guy said relax?
Yeah. You want me to relax? The only word you should never use is the word relax.
Wait a second. Was it?
Tell me to relax right now, Giannis.
Relax.
Shut the fuck up. Don't tell me to relax.
Wait, was it the do without who said relax? It was the
it was a friend of the friend.
No, it was
the guy's a nice friend.
Yeah, but that sounds. I mean, from the outside, that sounds too comfortable. But
that's a nice guy.
That sounds like that's. Oh shit! But that sounds like it would be too comfortable to say.
I
listen.
That's
out of context. Maybe I don't know.
Listen,
that's what makes him a do without.
Listen, he was trying to.
My favorite thing.
I think I was making him more uncomfortable by Katie. I was a little too much. I'm like, but. I'm the little grandmother. I'm the Italian grandmother at the party. Come on, eat. You don't ever say to somebody's grandmother, relax.
Dude, if me and you ever threw a Westchester bash and we both hosted, it would be because we would just go try to, it would just be, we'd lose friends. Yeah.
We would because yeah. there'd be a lot of do withouts. It'd still be eight people.
Yeah, you got to keep the do withouts out.
Listen,
you
know,
when you do a party, you got to draft. You got to draft people. You got to really
like a draft.
Yeah, listen. You got to think about it like a draft.
I know you got to do that, but on this night, it was like I'm coming up, blah blah blah. Absolutely. He was cool. He wasn't that bad.
Yeah. No,
but here's the
no,
thing.
He's
wait,
fine.
It gets a little worse. Now it gets a little, because I get up out of my zero gravity because the fight's coming on, and I walk over to, I walk past the ashtray, and there's a Hoyo.
Oh, yeah.
That had around three puffs taken out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Hoyo.
It, oh, sitting wow. in the ashtray.
Bertie yeah. was right.
I walk by the ashtray. I go, what the fuck is this? Verzi, in another conversation, I'm not even talking to him, leans in, goes, that's a fucking travesty is what the fuck that is.
It's a sin.
A sin.
It's a sin. Yeah. And I was in another conversation. He goes, what the fuck is this? I just go, it's a sin is what it is.
Wait, how much?
And he goes back to his conversation.
It? How much is that?
Almost like, I told you, you fucking piece of shit, Bobby.
They're
Catholic. I told
you were being a good host, though, and I get it. And you don't want that guy seeing everybody with some good Cubans, wow. and he's sitting there with a gas station cigar. I get it.
I actually flipped my knife open. I had my buck knife.
Yeah.
And I flipped it open. I was like, you're gonna smoke that, right? And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'm going to smoke it. I go, okay. And then I cut the end of my cigar.
Did you stab it?
Wow. I was a little fucking like, oh, motherfucker.
But that guy should be more self-aware. It's like, look, I don't really smoke cigars. Don't waste one on me. Give me like a mediocre one. That's the thing to do.
Where was he from?
That's right. That's Mike's right.
No, no, no. My brother's like that, too. He doesn't smoke. So he goes for a lower grade cigar because he knows he doesn't want to waste it.
Yeah.
But I don't think people know that this is the fucking, as Verzi says.
It's one of the top ones of all time. I think it's the Jordan. Yeah.
So you made a little mistake there, too.
I made a mistake.
You made a little mistake.
I have a fucking black humidor that me and Verzi's Joe and Moe's cigars should go in, and then I should have a little other thing. Yeah, dude, right in that box.
You have 800 cigars right now, Bob?
700. Yeah.
700 cigars right now.
Yeah, I saw it. Wow. It looks like a store. It looks like a
that
cigar
is a
store.
Store. I think that is.
It's like, no, that's like, yeah, that's,
that is a,
oh
that's
my
a small
God,
store.
I'm very generous with them. I give them up. Yeah. The one thing I learned about cigars, you know a guy is a real cigar guy when you show up with this. No humidor, no fucking. You know a guy's a fucking just a punk, a newbie when he has like an alligator humidor. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You know where he got into it at, right?
Yeah,
at the party.
The party, yeah.
Unbelievable.
So yeah, I got a lot of cigars, but I'm very generous. Yeah. I mean, I'm in the last
you got some good ones.
In the last couple of weeks, we've been smoking. I smoked probably two boxes of Cubans are gone.
Yeah.
Look, you only live once. You know what I mean? And if you like a Cuban, I like a Cuban. Let me tell you something. I like smoking by myself. I have no problem. One of the greatest things in the world, in my shed, a little light on, reading a fucking book, puffing on a bat by myself.
That just got me. That was great. That was beautiful.
And I'm not talking a bright light. I'm talking about those little yellow lights. You know, those old, like the first light ever made light?
Yeah.
Like my grandfather lamp, something like that.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
They say the second one. Because, you know, I'll go two. Like last night I had like two and a half, right? Yeah. They say the second one's never as good as the first one of the day. Do you agree with that or not? I disagree. Me too.
Disagree.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
It depends on what you smoke.
That's the beginning of smoking four or five a day.
No, you can't do that. You got two is like should be tops for a day.
Number one, I don't smoke in front of my kid ever. So, therefore, if I'm with my kid all day, I usually don't smoke. Right. If maybe go in the shed late at night, but I don't do that either. It's because and this is the greatest part. You want to not smoke every day? Buy good cigars. Don't buy cheapies.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't
buy fucking my this bag right here. Yeah. This is a lot of money in this bag. Yeah. You know, if I got mugged tonight, I'd give him my wallet before I gave him this bag.
Well, that's because there's no money in the wallet, you know.
It's a fucking platinum and a gold card.
Oh, okay.
Fucking my ATM.
They can't do anything with that.
Yeah, they can.
I smoked a stick in front of my son yesterday for the first time. I was on a deck daytime, and he walked out, and I just got tired of hiding it. I go, look. Daddy, don't do this.
Jim Norton's
going
to have to do that someday, too.
Jesus.
Do what?
Smoke a stick in front of his kid.
Why he smoke steak?
It's a dick joke. I was tired of hiding it. I'm kidding. No, listen. It wasn't even a funny joke. It was just funny because it was stick and dick.
Yeah, but Max has got to smell the shed, right? When he comes in.
He knows. He knows the fucking. He knows the I have cigars. I don't smoke in front of him. I was coming up tonight. I opened up and I brought them. I know you like the Hoyos.
I love the Hoyos.
I know, but I broke out a box. I opened a fucking box tonight that's been sitting for a year and a half.
Wow, are they good? Did they
buddy?
Did they stay good?
Yeah. Dude, this fucking this.
What the fuck
that's
is that?
Huge.
That
yeah,
you would tell me about
that. I call this the Wesley Snipes.
Why?
Oh my god.
This is the Tatuaje.
Doesn't pay its taxes.
Grant Cajone. This is going to smoke your dick off.
Can I touch it?
No, you can't.
Why?
Burn that one down later.
You can't touch it because you fucking put your mouth on it.
But you got to be careful. You can't smoke 4 or 5 a day, man.
No.
I know guys who do, and they're fine, but I would never smoke 4 or 5 a day because if you have expensive cigars, you're not going to do it.
No.
You know, if you're smoking Cubans, if you got Cubans and $15, $20 Stogues, you're going to smoke one. You know, cup few a week.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
That's why I don't get the little ones. Excuse me, with throw up. I don't get the little tiny ones either. The little cigarettos.
See, I smoke those because there's no time. There's no time a lot of times to smoke the big ones.
You can get to your next set real quick.
Yeah, you can smoke on that inside, and you're not smoking cigarettes.
Guys, you want a cigarette? No, I can't. I got a 1020, 1025, 1037. I got a 1047.
What are you, hosting?
Mike's always doing sets.
I
would just want to know, can you tell the baklava story on air or no?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, God, this is a good one.
All right.
We're talking about parties.
You're going to get me excited, though. It's going to get me upset.
We're talking about parties and etiquette. Wow. This happened at one of his parties.
Let's order some soups.
Your home.
He gets hot. He can't tell the story without getting hot. He gets hot. I guarantee you he gets hot. I guarantee you he gets hot.
How is that whiskey? Yeah.
Well, it's fucking really smooth, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, nice. you know, it's one of the better ones you've ever had.
You can only get it in Maine. You got to go to the northern tip of Maine to get the fucking...
I love when you guys do impressions of each other, you both do Joe Pesci. You got to fuck it over here, dude.
It ends up being a whop-off.
Are you ready for this? Are you ready for Mike? This is going to... And I know your background. I mean, everybody, nobody, you can't even. All right,
what do you mean he's back at town?
Why do you leave that?
Yeah. Oh, but can I just can't fucking...
just tell the story.
Okay.
All right, Lauren.
I'm Italian.
I know, but start staring at Paul.
You could get it.
I'm Italian.
I'm saying you'll get it, too.
Italian also.
Yeah, but your family values, you'll be like, well, how the fuck?
She's looking at you, but she gets starry-eyed. Everyone's, I'm looking at her. I got to fucking snap her out of it.
All right.
What?
All right, listen.
It's irrelevant.
Yeah, okay.
Well, maybe he didn't know. Maybe that's why.
No, but I think it's part of it, but I'm not going to leave it out.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you two fucking assholes doing?
They're storyboarding it. Like, this go here? Maybe we should move this to the top.
Yeah, you're not selling us a script. Should I leave it out? No, do it. What am I, FX?
We need a fucking editor in here. So my wife worked with these people that were coming over. A couple and their son.
It's already bad.
And they're coming over, right?
It's already bad.
So,
oh boy,
they bring baklava. They bring dessert in this container.
Not Greeks.
Not even Mediterranean.
It's offensive. As far from Greek as you can be.
Yeah, it's offensive. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they bring in baklava.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there. We have a nice barbecue. We're on the deck. We're eating these burgers. Mm-hmm. Everything is great.
Yeah.
And then it's dessert time. Mm. Now, I go in, and let's be honest, if somebody brings you baklava, they're not Greek, you're thinking, you know, it's not going to be great.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, I bite this thing.
Yeah.
And I couldn't fucking believe what I bit.
Really?
It was probably, I can honestly say, it was the best baklava I've ever had.
Delicious.
And it was reminding me of like when I ate Dawn's blueberry thing, and I just went, it just hit you. You know when you hit something, and you just fucking perks you up? Like, it just, you just can't believe it. So, then Giannis, who's Greek, I'm going, dude, he eats it. And he's going... And then Brit's going, holy shit. And it's fucking amazing. And everybody's enjoying this. Yeah. And then fuck everybody. Kids are, everyone's here. I'm going, this is the fucking great. This is the best
thing.
Coming. And they're so excited.
Wait for it.
They're so excited, right? Then it's time to leave, Bob. It's time to leave. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I couldn't believe it. Not foot on my property again. Okay? It's time to leave. Get the rest of them in the Tupperware, and we're taking it. Bobby, I looked.
Oh my God!
I swear to God,
that's mortifying.
I swear, and they took, and I thought it was a
joke. Wait a minute! Did they bring Tupperware?
Yeah. They took your Tupperware?
No. They brought whatever they brought it, and they got the what was left.
Yeah,
and they took it. I thought it was a joke. No. I thought it was a joke. I thought they were joking.
You can't knock it on.
I was looking around. I was looking at other people's faces, going like, "Is anybody? This is a joke, right?" And I watched them. I had to through the window. I had to watch them walk. I watched them walk to the car with it.
Couldn't believe it.
Thinking the car. I was to the point where as they backed out, I thought they were going to stop. Like, I was fucking kidding. You imagine? Could you imagine what kind of fucking lunatics are you? Could you imagine it with it? Like I'm waiting for them to go, wait, what do you think I would, I can't believe you didn't fucking puke already. I thought the brakes were going to screech. I go, we were waiting to see how fucking long it would take. No, they just kept going. They just kept driving. And then they left. And I looked at my wife and I said, they never step a foot on my property again. And to be honest, I'd be actually upset if she ever was nice again.
How many pieces were left?
At least 15 to 12.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They didn't leave even a...
But here's the kicker.
She wrapped it up and took it.
But here's the kicker. They probably had to talk about it on the way there. So they were probably like, look, you know, maybe we only get rid of 10. Maybe they only eat 10. Hopefully there's not a lot of people. Could you imagine that?
Oh, my God.
Never had the property, right?
No, I can't, no.
No.
That's beyond a could do it out.
Just not even in the house, on the property. Not even the front.
I don't want them in the neighborhood.
I don't want to have fucking... If we're out and you see them, I don't want you to go, that's them. Yeah. I don't want them in my life.
No, I said, and my wife, I can't believe it.
My God.
I'm just curious what ethnicity.
Come on.
What were they?
Well, that kind of gives it away.
Why?
Come on. I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm trying to get somebody else to say something racist. Come on. Have you spit out fucking something? Whatever you're trying to say. I have no idea what that means.
He said he didn't want them in the neighborhood, so that should give you a hint.
No.
I'm just kidding. Come on. It's, you know what, dude, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not fucking Legion of Skanks. Relax.
No, I'm just kidding. They're not. Buddy. They're not. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
No, they're just, they were, they
now
were,
it does. What are they?
They weren't Italian.
Right, listen.
They weren't Italian.
Actually, I think they were like a, to be honest, like a mix. Not
yeah,
Italian.
Yeah,
Greek.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
there's a lot of weirdo white cultures, like
were
European
they,
cultures.
Were they,
so like
were they those white, those nerdy white people?
No.
Were they rich?
He can't say.
No.
They, nah, yeah,
no,
yeah,
no. Yeah.
Were they rich?
No, I would say middle class. I would say, you know.
Did they have a kid?
Yes.
Was the kid fat?
No.
Was the wife fat?
No, nobody was really in.
There's no excuse.
Nobody
for that.
Was fat.
There's no, but it doesn't matter.
Well, if the wife's got a fucking addiction,
no,
and
no
she
excuse.
Goes home and she fucking goes in the basement, I mean, and buries her face.
But why would you bring that then?
Exactly. Yeah,
because right. Why bring half of it?
Yeah.
And leave it.
Yeah, well, maybe.
No,
yeah, well, they. I guarantee she didn't make it.
Right. Did they tell you where she got it from?
She made it.
Oh, she made it.
No, she made it.
Can I tell you,
she actually took pride in making it.
Really?
No, actually took pride in making it. They were just like, she made this. This is the best. This is my homemade recipe. This is my thing. And we were fucking floored.
She fucking gave us a speech about how she made it, yeah. Let us taste it, and then left it as if she was trying to sell it to us.
Do you remember?
And she gave us a sample. That's what it was like. Here's a sample. Now we're taking. If you want to buy it, give me a call.
Brought it back.
Do you remember Giannis?
Yeah.
Do you remember any of the speech?
Of her?
Yes.
Yeah.
What was
the
speech like?
Well, she hadn't made it before, right?
What?
Can you give us a little
speech? No. It was her shit.
I don't remember the speech.
All right. I just thought I would love to hear the speech.
I'm Greek. So when she said she made baklava, my first was like, oh, that's cute. I'm about to taste some horrific baklava.
Right.
That's what I thought.
Really?
I'm going to pretend like it's decent. And I'm going to take a bite and go, and smile.
Right.
And then I bit it. And like Verzi, I couldn't believe how delicious it was.
Yeah,
I'm
it was Greek. Delicious.
My girlfriend's Greek. He's Greek. We've all had baklava before.
Right.
This non-Greek crushed it.
I mean, my grandmother's made it for holidays my whole life. And I couldn't, when I bit it, I'm going, what the fuck? This is
baklava. It was delicious.
How many pieces did you get in?
I probably ate like one or two.
One or two. How many did you get in?
But little. They were little squares.
Two pieces.
They were little, know, but, you know, yeah. But she
so
had
two.
Wow.
Took it away. Took it away.
And while he was doing it, Verzi looked like he saw an alien.
Yeah, I couldn't.
He was just watching her
through
back
the window.
She asked for the Tupperware, and you could just see him like he saw.
I might have laughed. Yeah. To be honest, when they said, "Oh,
hey,
I might have laughed like everybody's joking."
But Paul, how are you looking through the window?
He did.
Where
he
does that
actually
come in?
Look at. He actually,
you were outside watching them.
He's got a
box
deck.
It up.
No,
he actually did that. He actually pulled the curtain back and was looking at the window, going, "They got to be joking. They're gonna turn around. They're gonna stop the car. It's a joke."
I couldn't believe that.
And he goes, "They drove off." He goes, "Never again on the property. Never again."
I couldn't. You couldn't believe it.
I couldn't believe it. No.
I mean,
I've never seen anything like it.
Was it a holiday weekend?
Jesus.
Yeah.
I think it was a holiday weekend, long weekend.
Maybe she was using it for another party.
Even worse.
Yeah, but you gotta, that's playing the odds.
Yeah.
That's playing that a guy like me's not there.
Yeah.
And I'm eating fucking half that slice.
Oh, yes, you
are. I'm taking around 5 or 6 of those out.
Yeah.
Right? And then I got my wife, she's gonna have one. Yeah. The kid's gonna have 2, not eat the second one.
But to take it away from the Greeks.
Even worse.
I mean, that's really worse. I mean, what are you guys? You guys are really going to bitch about it at your soccer club?
Yeah, but
you guys go to.
Could you imagine being the husband going, "I can't believe you took it. Why?"
It was a collective.
They were together.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You think the guy was involved?
That was an accomplice. Yeah. He was an accomplice to the crime.
Oh, yeah. That was.
Yeah. You got to charge him, too.
So the kid's charged, too, because he heard the conversation.
Kid was
and
young.
Never,
I, no,
how old?
Kid was younger playing with sticks.
Yeah.
You can't involve the innocents. Am I right, Paul?
11.
12? Kids, fuck you. Kid's in.
Kids. Ah, these innocent. The
kids
innocent.
Don't know.
No, the blood
Let
of
me
a
tell
child?
You something. Let me
How
tell you
guys
something.
No honor?
I said something to Max.
That's cruel.
Shut
cruel.
Up.
That's
I cruel. Said something to Max 3 days ago about cops. He said something to me today on the way home. He said, "Daddy, you got to make sure that you don't drive like that because the cops pull you over, you'll get in trouble." He heard every word I fucking said and understood it at 4.
Yeah.
A 12-year-old didn't hear them going, "Are we going to take it when we leave? I think we should take it."
Yeah, but
it.
He doesn't know any better. That's the way he's raised.
That
That's
fuck knows
raising.
How good that is.
He doesn't
he
know
was
any
in
be-
on
he's
it.
Raised in that culture.
I bet he, fuck him, he goes too.
Jesus, that's cruel, Jesus, Bobby. The kid's Bobby. 4.
He's 12.
The kid was 12?
The kid was older, yeah. He was an idiot. Yeah.
I got to agree with Bobby.
Thank you.
Should have said something.
He doesn't
Thank
know
you.
Any yeah, different. Hey. That's where he came from.
Nah, I
agree
with
Mike. That's where he
came from.
You got
to. He don't see. He sees that as the norm. What does he fucking know? He's playing with a stick in the backyard.
So you're talking about a Ku Klux Klan guy has a kid, and the kid says the N-word.
No, these mob
right?
guys. These
now,
mob guys.
He's still a piece of shit at 12.
I mean, yeah, but it's a little.
He should know better.
I mean, Ku Klux Klan to a couple, you know. A
Come
dessert.
On. It's, a sa- it's almost a,
it's
about
the same exact
yeah,
thing
it's
almost.
It's almost about the same exact thing almost.
It's very close.
I've yeah, never in my life. I've
seen
never
that.
In my life seen that. And no. I don't think
yeah.
we'll ever see it again.
No.
Will you ever see that again?
Verzi yeah, won't.
When you bring something never on the property. Never on the property.
No, there's no more new people.
On the property.
There's no more new people coming to Verzi's
No, it was
house.
Like it was like if you got to witness Babe Ruth hit a home run. Like
yeah,
it's so rare
yeah,
for anybody alive. You can't even believe it.
Thank
Who
God.
Brings something to the house and then packs up what they brought and brings it back?
When are you having them on your podcast
so glad.
To talk
to
it out?
Them.
Yeah, to you confront said. Them on your podcast. Like, tell the story and then just hash
so
it out.
So why did you guys
No, it's really interesting to see the psychology of somebody who would do that.
What do you think it was? What do you think it is?
I just thought they didn't
greatest,
think it was a big deal. They
it's
were
the greatest baklava ever, yeah. and it probably takes so long to make, and I think Lauren has a little, not 100%, they're probably going somewhere else, maybe in the next day, or having people over, and she wanted to
I mean,
not make day. It again.
Right.
That's so even it's like, worse. Yeah. That's even worse.
Look, no, but
my
then
wife,
you, but then
my
you
wife,
bring it.
My wife yeah. made blueberry crumble, and that's it. If you want to take the whole tray home, if Paul was like, hey, yeah. can I take... Take as much as you want.
Yeah,
that's
no,
it.
No, but then you would
that,
be like, "Can you believe that?"
No,
Paul
we wouldn't.
Took
no, 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 no. That's a different thing. If you come to my place and you said, "Hey, you
oh,
mind
there's leftovers.
If you mind if I take some home to my wife and kid, my that's
oh, my wife would insist you did that. Like
exactly.
if she had a tray of
yes.
fucking sausage and peppers
yeah.
and half of it was full,
that's
she'd go,
totally
go,
different.
Go, 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 yeah. take it, man. Well, you know,
yes.
enjoy it. You know, I made so much.
I made this for this time,
absolutely.
So that means if you want to yeah. take some, that's time.
I made it for this time.
Totally
I didn't
different.
Make it for you to take home to your family.
Yeah, but what yeah. Mike said is 100% right. It comes. It's
that's
where
never been said before.
It's where you come from.
ever.
It's where you come from and it's what the norm. It's like it's almost okay to them. It's fucking it's crazy.
That's I'm telling you right now, that is not a that they're in cahoots, but that's from one person. Either the wife or the husband. And they backed
yeah.
the play.
It was the
that
wife.
That is not.
I would bet the wife.
It was the wife.
I
would put money
the
on the wife.
It's the wife. I'd
yeah,
say.
Yeah.
The guy's not planning that. He doesn't
nah.
care about that.
The guy doesn't,
nah,
care,
doesn't
about
care
fucking baklava.
No, he doesn't. But he
it's
got
a high,
bullied.
It's a high
he got
crime.
Bullied.
It's a high crime.
Very.
It's a high crime.
It's crazy.
It should be in the fucking Constitution.
It's punishable by death of ever coming to that
yeah,
house
yeah.
again.
It's a high
banishment.
It's a banishment.
Yeah.
It's a
shame.
It's a banishment. Yes, that's the word.
Shame.
Yeah.
Shame.
It's definitely a high crime.
Shame.
I mean, you could. Brittany couldn't believe it.
They should have been walked down the fucking driveway naked.
Stacy couldn't believe it. Bobby
you should have. You should have thrown old fucking desserts at him.
Bobby's face looked like you just walked in with warm donuts.
Before I finished, he just looked like you walked in with warm donuts.
I knew it.
He went like a.
He went
two times. I let you say it. That fat joke was squeezed into my like my underwear. Okay? So go fuck yourself.
No. I didn't think people heard it because it was a good one.
He fucking stuck to it.
He did. He really did till he got you. You cocksucker. You just after me because of that fucking good one I just got on you. Unbelievable.
Yeah, you were shocked. You were shocked. You just shocked. Heard it. You heard it years later.
Yeah.
Think about that. You heard it years later. Could you imagine in real time what was happening? Could you imagine in real time?
Yeah. Lauren's Italian. You've never heard of it.
My family gives food
away. That's
the
way you do it.
I leave with bags of food.
Yeah. Can you imagine I came over your family's house?
We would never let it happen.
I brought a bottle of whiskey.
You'd never let your house over?
No, I mean, we'd never let someone do that.
I thought you said Greek.
The classiest thing that ever happened over there.
Are you 100% Italian?
Yeah.
100?
Yeah.
Sicilian or no? Northern?
No, Abruzzi.
Okay.
Sicilians always want to know if you're Sicilian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's some sort of special.
I'm
thing.
Sicilian.
It's a special.
Half Sicilian.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
What are you? What are you?
Annobiladon.
That's northern.
100%.
No, Naples. So.
Naples. Okay.
From the south, but still on the mainland. Yeah.
But both your parents.
Yeah.
I love that we're all talking like we've been there.
I've been to Naples. Italy.
I haven't.
Naples. You've never been to Italy.
No.
You're gonna love it. Dude.
That's the next trip.
Yeah. Italy. Where are you gonna go? Are you going Rome?
I don't know. I tried to go for. I had this thing set up for 3 days.
Yeah.
Where I found this trip to Italy into Rome, 3 days. Go in, fly in. That'd be one night, full day, full. It was actually 4 days, and we'd have 2 full days. And you know, she was like, "No." I was like, "Yeah, but it's only. We can do it. It's nothing. It's gonna be like $600 for the flights. It's gonna be this much for the. We'll go in. Boom, boom, boom. We just go. No. I'm like, why? She goes, "It has to be at least. Oh, it has to be at least 7 to 10 days." If we do Italy.
You just in Rome or in Italy?
No, in Italy. Oh, yeah. I go, that's pretty fucking crazy. I mean, wow.
She's right.
She's kind of right, though.
There's a lot to see.
Dude, you got to go to Venice. Don't believe that Venice is amazing. Florence. Dude, you got to do it. Florence is fucking nuts.
But then you got to go see the South, too.
Yeah.
You would go see the South.
Well, Jim Serbico just went. He just came back.
2 days, you'll regret
it. I want to go to Greece. I want to do Sicily and Greece, like both things that I am. I want to do that in the same trip.
Yeah.
Stacy and I just booked... We just booked our 10-year wedding anniversary next month. We're going to, first time ever, Hawaii.
You
been to Hawaii?
Yeah.
We
got married in Hawaii.
We're going to Waikiki.
We eloped in Hawaii. Went to Maui, though.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Waikiki is fun, though. Maui's a little uppity.
We're just going to, like, just fucking get away, go to a resort, and just
Maui's real expensive, real rich. Waikiki is fun, and that's Hawaii. You know
fucking
what I mean?
Fucking 11 on a flight, though.
What?
11 hours.
Business?
I had to bump bump it up, yeah. You can't. I'm not sitting, you know, another
You could do, if you're with your
that
wife.
That was my first question. I said, let's get first class. It was 12 grand. It was 12 grand for first class.
So 12 grand?
$6,000 a person to go. It's 11 hours in fucking full beds
Wait
and shit.
A second.
I went for it.
It's six grand just the flight?
Who gave you that pep talk?
What do you mean?
Who said do it?
I didn't do it. I was going to first class.
You didn't?
No, we spent like $1,200 for the ticket, and then I said, let's bump up to first class.
For how much?
And to bump up would have cost, each ticket would have cost us $6,000 a piece.
Oh, so you didn't? Wow.
So we didn't. So I said, how much business? And they said, bump it up another $1,200 each for extra comfort, but you still get drinks, you still get more room, you still get that.
You don't need the bed.
No.
The business is awesome.
But I'm not going 11 with the fucking.
Can I say something about business? It's fucking fine. It's first class for regular people.
Yeah.
First class on that shit, that's horse shit. That's Brad Pitt, Angelina, fucking don't talk to me. Nobody needs
that. So you were in Maui the whole time, or did you go to different islands?
We went to Maui the whole time.
Oh, okay.
We went to Maui. We did Maui. We did the what's that fucking crazy hotel? We got married there, then went back there. And then I did Waikiki, too. Waikiki was fun. Waikiki was fun because it's like a regular place.
Yeah.
Maui is really high, like, you know, very pristine, you know? But you got to be careful. Maui, there's fucking sharks everywhere. They stopped killing the sea turtles. Back in the day, the sea turtles were like endangered, right?
Yeah.
So what happens when you take away the main food source of tiger sharks? They take the fuck off and go somewhere else, right? So now there's turtles everywhere and there's tiger sharks everywhere. And they don't talk about it. About the shark attacks. I'm out there by myself, just shorts on. I look like a shellless turtle, swimming with like 12 fucking sea turtles. Then all of a sudden, the sea turtles are gone. I'm like, I felt a weird, I'm like, oh, there's something wrong. There's something, there's a different atmosphere. I literally fucking backpedaled out of the water and then ran, fell in the sand, got sucked back into the water, had to run. Don's like, what are you doing? I'm like, there's something wrong. There's something wrong. She's like, she goes, of course, my wife, you're crazy. Honey, something just happened in the ocean. We were having fun, like it was, you know, Finding Nemo, and then everybody was gone. We were just
they got to put flags up for the warnings and stuff, dude, like Man of War and shit.
They don't fucking know what it is. I go to the guy down the street. I go, buddy, yesterday I was swimming up at this cove. Up there. He goes, oh, yeah, good swimming. I go, I was out there. There's a bunch of sea turtles. He goes, yeah, buddy, don't do that. He goes, that's we just found a torso down the street at the Four Seasons. A fucking torso.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Well, you know where the most great whites
bring
are
up,
on the East
bring
Coast
up shark
Cape
attacks
right
in Maui.
Cape Cod is
why?
Is,
do you know why?
I thought it was Australia.
Yeah, because they said that that's where the food migrated to. That's where the seals went.
They could, because back in the day, all those Boston crazy fishermen,
yeah,
they kill those fucking seals. Fucking club them over the head, you cocksucker. Kill all those fucking, they shit and piss and take
No, dude, that's true. Right now, like at the aerial view, if you Cape Cod is infested with great white sharks, it says don't go in the water. It's got the most great white sharks on the East Coast.
Really?
Yeah, Cape Cod is fuck going
don't
into the
do,
water.
Don't do statistics, not video. Do news or something, yeah. Yeah. Shark attacks. Yeah, Maui. Scientists know why Maui leads in shark attacks.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. And they don't, you never hear about this shit because it will kill tourism.
Yeah.
Right.
Shark sightings.
Read that. Yeah, read that with your sexy voice.
Yeah, dude, I got to tell you something. If I see that shit,
God,
I'm
read
not,
that. What
I
does mean, it say?
If you need help, we'll help.
Over the past 20 years, Maui had almost double the number of shark bites of any other island, and even though all of the larger islands have thousands of people going into the ocean every day.
41 tiger sharks. What's a tiger shark? Is a tiger shark still big or not?
Buddy, a tiger shark is the size of a boat. That's a fucking big shark. And it bites, let me tell you something. They bite through sea turtles. Like, you'll see a sea turtle with just a, like almost like a movie bite. Right out, right through the shell.
Really?
Dude, do the fucking shell.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
They're crunchy.
The vast shelf area of the reef habitat around Maui extends offshore to depths of 600 feet and is home to a wide variety of tiger shark prey.
Like?
The shelf area is also ideal for tiger shark mating and pupping.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, Bobby, when you were in the water with the sea turtles, you didn't see anything, though. You didn't.
Buddy, let me tell you something. I'm in the water. We're having me and the sea turtles. I'm like, oh my God, there's fucking sea turtles all around me. Right? They probably thought I was like a king sea t-shirt. You know what I mean? Like a king sea turtle.
I love how Bobby's acting like, yeah, you know me and the turtle hanging out.
70% of bites occurring between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Yeah.
That's all fucking day.
I was out there at fucking 1:45.
I like that the sharks have a union shift. 9 to 4 an hour for lunch.
Keep your eye on the guy with the turtles. He keeps coming out at 2.
Buddy, all of a sudden, look, there was nothing. I didn't see nothing, but you ever been in a, look, I've had this feeling in pools, so it could be wrong. I've been in
pools.
Yeah, hotel pools.
I had this feeling
like something's underneath
like
you in the water.
Doom when you're playing Marco Polo.
Somebody released an alligator and something's in the pool.
I hate you know that. I mean? I know what you mean.
You know what I'm talking about. And I'm out there, dude. Look, I've been going to Cape Cod my whole fucking life. Bring up that shit.
No, that's
bring up
brutal.
that aerial view of great white sharks in Cape Cod.
Look at this, dude. Cape Cod Watch is this. Infested, dude.
Did you write a real view? You are the dumbest.
I told you we'd help if you needed it.
Yeah. Fucking even Scopo would have been like, what the fuck, dude?
I got it.
Look at this.
Where's all the wires?
Images. Buddy, look at these sharks. Right
That's
there.
That's like a whale.
Yeah, but they're right there. Look at all these people swimming.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Look at that. God.
That,
yeah, dude, that's fucking. Dude, look how close. I was literally out further than that when we went down to the shore. Like, that is fucking 5 feet of water.
I'm going
Yeah, but they're coming back because.
Fuck that, dude.
I'll tell you why. It's illegal to fuck with a great white shark. Back in the
look
day.
Look at how close those
look
are.
That.
Look at that.
Dude,
they're right on the fucking shoreline,
Jesus Christ. Jesus. Fuck.
But look at the seals. Those are all seals. And those
yeah,
fucking
they're waiting
things,
for yeah, because yeah. that's where the seals migrate. Yeah. That's nuts, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, look at all those
seals.
You don't
want to be around their food.
Yeah, that's though. Fucking
dude, look around
seal
the seals.
Island.
Look yeah. around in the water. They're just yeah. waiting. They're
the
just
seals
waiting
are like the baklava of the sea.
Now Cape Cod, which has been fucking pristine my whole life, is now South Africa. The shores of South Africa with great white sharks.
That's crazy that it's Hawaii and fucking Cape Cod now.
You got to take away these. Let these fishermen loose again. That's what you got to do. Let them loose.
What do you mean? You're not allowed to catch
you
a great white, right?
Can't look at that guy surfing. He doesn't even know there's a great white. Fuck you. You know where I go now? I told my wife because we were always like, she's like, honey, I want to go to the ocean. I like the ocean. We should get a house on the ocean. No, we're getting a house on the lake. Okay, if we ever get a fucking, it's a house on a lake. Because you know what?
That's what my
when you go
is.
Into a lake, you don't need goggles. Max's eyes don't hurt. And nothing's going to bite my fucking foot off.
Yeah.
Because I'm fucking hanging out and
wanna
I look like a seal.
Want to hear a crazy
but
story about a lake?
Lake's a little trash.
The lake in New Jersey that I used to waitress on, someone let out a huge like anaconda snake into the lake.
Ugh,
and,
fuck that.
But it. They had to shut down the lake for the entire summer.
Okay.
Nobody went in.
I'll tell you. Okay, anaconda. Hey, tell me there's an anaconda in the lake. I go get a fucking machete. I'll go get the fucking. Where
fuck
is he?
That, really?
I'll walk. I'll canoe up.
Fuck
I'll
that.
Cut that fucker in half. Mid.
Yeah, come on,
buddy. I don't give a fuck about an anaconda. I care about a great white shark the size of a boat. When I'm fucking, I can't even keep myself up anyway. Hey, and all of a sudden, and the fucking
wait a minute,
and
you
I'm
swim
done.
With your arms up.
Oh, yeah,
hey, paddle.
You
I'm
do
a
this?
Fucking hang. I'm treading water.
He's a noodle.
Huh?
He's a noodle.
And I first of all, that story's garbage. Let's all fucking
I swear.
Agree. I swear there was a hot dog. It was frozen. He put it in Kathy's cunt and it broke. She had to go to the Yeah, okay, the anaconda story.
Wait a second. There's no way you're not going to be scared of an anaconda.
I mean, it's a 40-foot fucking
nah,
snake.
But he's saying
first
he'll be proc.
First of all, Verzi, stop.
They're 40 feet. See how long an anaconda can be.
It's not 40 feet.
Bobby, you're crazy right
It's not
now.
40.
All
I'll
right.
tell you
are
why.
Are you going to go fight an
I,
anaconda?
I'm not. No, that's
you
not what
find
I'm going
to
do.
First.
Yes,
yeah.
you did. You said
you
were going to go in a fucking machete and chop
anaconda loose
16
in New
foot.
Jersey.
20 foot is
well,
the longest.
What's the biggest one? What's the biggest one?
About 20 feet, maybe.
16 foot, feet's enough. No, but it's
that'll pull you under.
Yeah. Biggest Lock anaconda me. Ever. Let's try that.
It'll wrap around and strangle you. I mean, granted, it'll take a while to get around you, but it'll strangle you.
Stop. I didn't listen. First of all.
Slipping them in. Nobody's even getting them.
Buddy, there's people listening.
Can you guys Google
don't
bed
get mad
bugs? Because I don't have the money. 28 that you guys
feet.
Have.
All right, Bobby, almost 30 feet. I'm sorry. 28 feet. Look at that fucking thing.
That's ever found. Not in the ones that are out there. The one in Jersey isn't 30. You can't say the one in Jersey was the biggest one ever found.
Okay, Bobby, you're gonna jump into
yeah,
a lake with a fucking machete?
Giannis has that in his pants right now.
That's right.
You idiots. That's Photoshop. Put a real
punch
one
some of this up.
Can you do me a favor and be good at this and pull a real one up? Stop pulling Photoshop.
Look at that. Fuck it. I'll take a shark. I'll take a shark.
She's put up ones with Ice Cube, the actor, in it.
She's literally...
Is this one, Bobby?
Yeah, but that was a fucking garden snake, and it's 8 feet tall. Listen.
Oh, shit, that's fucking creepy.
Yeah, that's Nessie. Yeah. Fucking, will you pull up a real... Pull up real. Don't ever... Take away ever, and just put biggest... Big anaconda, or anaconda snake. Fucking every single photo's fake.
Red tube.
Give her a second to read it.
They're
She's
all
looking.
Fake.
Look at that shit against the fucking lion. Fuck
That's
that, dude.
Fucking
the elephant.
Yeah.
How's that fake? What
They're
do you think? They got the lion
Bobby,
to fucking roleplay?
They can't all be fake.
Honey.
They fuck the lion. Listen, yeah, lay down.
All right, that one right there. The one with the guys. Do the one with the guys. Not that one
looks fake.
Not that one, you dumb. The other one. Scroll. The one with the guys. Not the guy.
That. There you go.
That's real.
Go fight that, Bobby.
All right, now
go
here.
Fight.
Let me just say this.
Jesus Christ.
First of all, yeah. Let me just say this. Can I fucking plead my case with you fucking cocksuckers?
You can plead your case. Yeah.
I got it. Yeah, but then you got to give me this, us to
Let him plead
stand.
His case. If you plead your case, he's going to plead his case.
I guarantee at the end of the show, I go, what was that thing we said? She's going to go, snakes are big? The biggest snake ever? The best baklava in the world? No. Verzi's cute? No. Verzi's sexy? No. I love Verzi? No.
Bobby, here's the thing. That thing doesn't leave the lake. That thing doesn't leave the lake. You know a
First of all,
right
Verz.
All right, go ahead.
Bring it down.
All right, go ahead. Why? Am I
First
yelling?
First of all,
no, not that. I'm talking the snake size.
Hold on one second.
That's the say the story's true that a girl from Jersey
10 foot
who's
10
dating foot. Dave Smith. Okay? This story's true. Let's just say it's true. Okay. Let's say there was a lake in Jersey that some fucking mook said, oh, my anaconda's too big. I can't afford buying
you could
fucking
Google that. You
baby
could Google
horses
that.
Anymore.
She could Google that. That's probably in the Jersey
Wait a
news.
Second.
It is. I pulled it up.
That's not the Jersey one.
I'll show you. Ready?
Yeah, I guarantee it's...
Could you get one that's circumcised?
I guarantee it's not big. And if it's the one I'm thinking how the size it is, you give me a canoe, give me a machete,
I'll
go up on it, and I'll cut it right in half.
You won't do shit.
I'm not going to go near
You'll
the
serve
head.
It at your barbecue. Yeah.
Snake tips.
Best you've ever had.
You never heard. This is pure lake snake tip.
Can we just take a moment to appreciate that Lauren said he's got a nice tracksuit. When you said sexy version, it's got a nice tracksuit.
I love it, Lauren.
The build up to that, I can't even tell you how great it was. She was with me the whole way. He's cute. He's good looking. He's got a nice tracksuit. All right, let me see it, Bobby.
There's a 16-footer.
All right, NewJerseyNews.net. 16-foot and kind of loose in New Jersey Lake.
Fake. Yeah. That's fake. I mean,
the picture
it.
Might be fake, but that's still a fucking real news story.
Okay, so now let me tell you something about anacondas, because I've been researching these snakes for a long time.
Oh, have you?
Fucking John Voight.
Now you're a fucking zoologist.
You've been researching anacondas for a long time?
I know about snakes, all right? Max loves snakes. We learn about snakes all the time, okay? An anaconda, number one, is not going to bite you unless it's hungry. If it just ate, it's not fucking with anything.
Same thing with sharks. Same thing with sharks.
Can I finish?
Sharks aren't trying to bite people.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
That's not true about sharks. A shark will bite you if you're in their fucking territory. It will take a exploratory bite just to see what the fuck you are. And a shark will eat. Okay? A snake, the way it eats, can only eat if it's eating a fucking, say it eats a dog, right? That 16-foot. It can't fit in. It has to go through its body, out the other side. It has to decompose, spit the bone. It's a process. They could get hurt eating the wrong way. Okay? So they have to be hungry, first of all. So now this thing's hungry. It's going to run from me. It sees a big canoe coming. It's not coming at me. The only time an anaconda is going to fucking attack you is if it's sitting there and you come up on it. Right? Now, I'm not saying I'm coming up on an anaconda. I'm saying I'm going to go in the canoe. I see it zipping across the lake. I come up by alongside it. Verzi's, you guys are rowing, right? And I get a hatchet or my machete, right? And as I'm right in the middle of it. I'm going to go thunk right in the middle. I'm going to chop that sucker in half. And he's just going to go thunk and sink to the bottom. Goodbye. Dead.
Bobby, are you listening to yourself?
Yeah.
I mean, so what are you going to tell everybody? Guys, we're going to go snake hunting. No, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that. And here's the thing about an anaconda in a lake. It's there. It's like it's not going anywhere. Shark could be fucking miles and miles away. You could still have fun at the beach all fucking day. You're in a lake. That thing is in there. There's a 16-foot fucking...
I'm not going in the lake. Did you hear the word canoe?
Yeah, but canoe still there. Takes away the whole thing. I mean, you could be in a canoe with a shark and you're not going to be in any
you're
danger.
You're going to be
not true.
Sweating
fucking,
to death on no, that canoe.
What?
You're going to be sweating to death.
Oh, that was an attempt at a fat joke.
No, it wasn't until you made it that, you fucking... She was really thought... She was worried about me.
I passed on the one
so
where
high.
You said...
You're
I passed
take a
on
dip.
One. I passed on one.
Oh,
so.
Good for you. Yeah. Pat yourself on the back.
I wouldn't have the balls to go in a canoe
and
a
lake. Nothing would make me better if I get into shape and you get chubby. I hope you get married, have a kid, and you blowed up. Not doing would make me happy, and then fat. You'd have to come up with new characters. Mauricio's cousin. How you doing? I like lollipops. I'll put it in my bum and my mouth. I'll suck your dick for a donut.
Would you go into a lake? Would you go into a lake?
There's no way I would do anything like what Bobby just said.
Why?
And you wouldn't
hunt down an. I don't know. I'm a New York comic. I'm just going to get a machete, a canoe, a couple of good friends.
Let me tell you
something.
And
I'm going to go hunt a fucking anaconda. That sounds reasonable.
Let me tell you something, Verzi. First of all, Verzi, yeah. I'll take a gun. I'll fucking get a shotgun. I'll blow its fucking head off. Verzi, me, right. You got a lake, right? You're in a lake. You got a lake house. It's the summertime. You're waiting all summer for this lake house.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Fucking great, right? All of a sudden, your neighbor, Lauren, comes over.
Oh, his neighbor?
Yeah. All right, relax.
Nice tracksuit you got over there. Hey, where's your wife? Is she home? Is she home around? I can watch the kids for you if you wanted to just, you know, come over.
Do you mind if I, you know, you put on that tracksuit even though it's August?
It's so weird. My canoe isn't working.
Why the, what is it, fucking Archie Bunker's wife? What the fuck?
I know you like make, the brisk. Yeah. It's a little Eat brisky it. Out.
We always make it that. Anyway, Verzeroni, you want to? I made some sauce.
Verzeroni!
I got all this manicot. I don't know what to do with it.
First of all, before we get into this, listen.
I would call the fucking town. That's listen, what I would
I'm
do.
I went over my read time. I got to do this read. Listen. All right. We're going to get back into this because here's
it.
The thing.
I love it, Bob.
Here's the thing. You're with me, Verzi. I'm gonna. Yeah. You're with me fighting this fucking anaconda.
No, he's not.
There he is.
No, he's not.
Deepdiscount.com right now. All right, I go there. I actually use this. This. I don't know if you guys have this. This
look,
sponsor.
A shark is a mascot. Is that part of this?
What?
A shark.
Yeah, deep discount, baby. Shark. See that? Oh, look, he's got glasses. He's watching movies.
This looks so scary.
I'm gonna look. All right, number one. Here's it. Right. The last night. I scroll down. Can I please see the fucking things? Scroll down a little bit. There it is. There it is. Kingdom was... I got that, and then scroll up. Scroll up. Where was the one I got? I got the... That's Deep Space.
That's Deep Space.
Deep Space. I actually... This is... The Deep Discount... I don't know if you guys know about this. It's great for kids. It's great if you're on the road. It's great because you find yourself... those are the two I bought. I love this. I'm going to get the Daniel Boone one just because it's queer. And I know it's old school, but I'm going to get that too. Deep Discount is a website loaded with CDs, vinyls, Blu-rays, video games, and more. Okay? Go to deepdiscount.com. Just click the... Or go to my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Go to the Riotcast page. Go to my page on there. Riotcast.com/Robert Kelly, and just click on their logo, okay? Stop wasting time searching on these websites for all this crazy stuff, going on the internet, trying to find something to watch, and you end up watching a crappy or worse version of it on your kind. What is it? The fucking stick. I got the stick where you go on and you watch a movie. It's crappy, all right? It's awful. The quality sucks most of the time. It stops. Okay? You can't find anything you want to watch. Instead, go to deepdiscount.com. Find what you want to watch. Buy it at a really, really great price. Have it on hand forever for your viewing leisure. Whenever you want, just put it in. And they have a special sale right now. Over 5,000 DVD and Blu-rays titles are on sale. You'll find titles, old, new, from Dragnet to Fargo, Twilight Zone, Star Trek, and more. Be sure to look for special coupon codes and sale icons. The more you buy, the more you save. Sorry. I get acid reflux.
Yeah, me too.
I stopped taking my pills. I'll tell you about that.
I don't get a bed, but you can't do wine. Don't drink red wine with it. Oh, you don't drink.
I don't drink.
You're good.
You'll find new movie releases like at deepdiscount.com. I got a stroke. At Deep Discount. Like The Mummy, starring Tom Cruise. I actually got this movie.
Was it good?
It was. It wasn't that bad. I love when they surprise you with a mixed genre. They put a little twist into it, which I liked. You can find this horror monster movie and full action adventure in modern times. And comes out this week. This week, it's out on deepdiscount.com. This movie, The Mummy, with Tom Cruise, really good. Really good movie. I liked it. Get your copy now. Click the logo found on my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly, right now. This is, now she printed out the wrong one.
I didn't.
I'll let you read it.
What do you mean?
I'll show you after the end. It's okay. Mistakes were made. But nobody died. Okay. I almost read the wrong thing.
You did?
I did because it's written here.
That's the one Rob sent me.
Rob's a moron.
Okay. I'm sorry. That's all right. My fault, too.
I have a thing of Rob Sprantz, the founder of this company. A video of him when he was young he was doing a video back when you had to hold the camera. And he had a bag of food that he was bringing to a radio station.
Oh, wait. He posted it.
He does this thing where his head was like, come on. And he uses his head. I watched it 90,000 times. I can't. I'm addicted to this head bob. Because it's like when he was trying to be an actor or like a live commentary news pro. Hey, guys, come on. Oh, we're going to pull it up right after this. Just go to my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly Lab. Support my sponsors. Be good to yourself. Buy your favorite stuff. Watch it when you want. Check it out now. Thank you, Deep Discount. Beautiful sponsor. Great stuff. Go there right now and click on the link and save yourself some money. Please bring this up. It's the worst. We're going to get back in this Anaconda thing because I think you're with me now that we have Giannis back. It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my fucking life. Do you got it? He does it. You know when video cameras first came out, everybody was
like the big ones.
Yeah, they were trying to make like everybody's trying to make a video, like a TV show.
They were calling like a camcorder, right?
Yeah, be like, hey man, we're going into the radio station. Come on, check it out, and you know, come with me. And he did a head bob. I fucking almost threw my phone. I almost threw my phone out a fucking window. I went like this, like there was a spider on it. And then I watched it 900 more times. I can't. Not do it. It's
but still, he oddly looks the same.
Well,
but like
let's
a younger
Rob.
Look at these shots.
I know, why? Who? Ugh.
Rob.
My God. I think. Look. Can we just go back? First of all, stop. Go back. Go back up. Okay. Go. I want to go. Okay. There's a photo. He's on some island with penguins. Now he's out in the harbor. Look at that. He's on a yacht. Right. He looks great. Scroll down. Right. Now he's on horses. Yeah. I think Rob is siphoning money out of this fucking company. I've been getting paid nothing. Look at that suit. I think Rob.
Oh, he started deep. Does this count?
I think. Look at him. I think that says probably second home.
Scroll down.
I think he's fucking siphoning money off of this.
He's killing an anaconda in one of these pictures.
All right, so go up. Go up. Right there. Look, watch this. There he is. This is him. 1998. Right? Scroll down a little bit before you click it. Scroll down. All right, there he is.
Hi, I'm Rob, and I'm here to give you a tour of 92.7 WDRE. So
right here.
Come on and follow.
Oh! Ah! What was that? Please go back. Go back. I got to watch it again. Watch this fucking head nod.
Sorry, it's moving slow.
Who's this guy?
Exactly. This is the founder of Riotcast. His head nod at the beginning of this. Look at him.
Hi, I'm Rob, and I'm here to give you a tour of 92.7 WDRE, so come on and follow.
I can't fucking... It fucking makes me want to punch something. But I can't. I got to watch it one more time. Right. Just one more time. Give me one more shot.
What's the year on it?
Watch this.
99.
Hi, I'm Rob, and I'm here to give you a tour of 92.7 WDRE, so come on and follow.
What the fuck is that? Oh, cut. Take two. Don't do the head thing.
This is the one that got me the most.
What is that?
I literally
buddy,
tears in my
he's
eyes.
On he's taking dude, I don't know
a lot
where
on horseback.
Yeah, he's got horses now. I think this company is fucking successful, making millions, and I'm getting paid fucking shekels. he's throwing me a check every what the fuck? I got checks coming. I'm reading these fucking I'm probably getting fucking millions for this Deep Discount.
Yeah, he's on a horse.
He's on a yacht. Look at the other one. He's on a fucking yacht.
I bet you his steak tip's better than yours.
This looks like he has a professional photographer.
Yeah, he looks great now.
Wow.
He looks a lot better now.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not doing those head bobs.
Yeah, he's making money. You can tell by his boat shoes all the way there. On the
Verzi.
Left. Yeah. Yeah, those are success sneakers.
Yeah.
Befriending penguins.
Yeah, those are
That's a rich man's move.
That was a rich man's move right there, yeah. Especially and being with penguins, that's a rich man's move.
Yeah, he owns those.
He owns
a penguin. You guys are morons.
He does? I was going to say, I want a penguin.
Fuck the owner of penguin in fucking Long Island. Fucking idiots.
I don't know.
It's a nice tracksuit.
Verzi.
Yeah.
Me and you own lake property.
All right.
Upstate New York.
Yep.
Indian Lake.
Yep.
Small lake. Good lake. Not Lake George, but not, you know, it's big.
Right.
We have like, beautiful houses. You're over here. I'm over there.
Right.
17 acres each.
Yep.
Right. We got woods behind us.
Oh, you're dreaming now.
All of a sudden you hear, ah!
What?
Ah! Ferzy, what's that? Scream for me.
Ah!
Verzi, what the fuck is that?
Tracksuit.
I don't know.
We're smoking cigars. What? What's
what
going on?
Fuck is
hey,
that?
She's the neighbor. She's the neighbor. Her name's Gina. Gina, what's wrong?
I don't know.
There's a fucking indica.
There's a snake. It's hot.
Well, how big's the snake? No, you're not getting attacked, asshole. It's just in the water, you fucking shit ass.
And I also got all this leftover Zina. There's a snake, but also I got a few veal cutlets left over and some baked Zini for you boys hungry. Gino's out of town. Yeah, it didn't work out with Dave. I couldn't play pretend anymore. I had to go back to my roots. Gino's out of town on on a monster drink tour. He's on a monster drink tour.
I don't fucking feel.
Gino's at the gym again. You guys want to come over?
Listen. Listen.
I got a whole pot of gravy for you.
All right, here we go.
Oh, shit.
Me and you were smoking hats.
Yeah.
We're by the lake, right?
Here we go.
The sun's coming up, right? Hey, Paul, this is fucking how beautiful. I'm so glad we came up here.
Oh, right? I love this Hoyo, man.
Love this. Yeah. I love this,
good
man.
Stick.
Nice
it?
Morning stick. Good
What's
morning
What's better
stick.
Than this? What's nothing. Better than this?
Nothing. Nothing.
Lake, you know? What? Lake, nothing.
The snake!
What the fuck is that?
What is that?
It's a 16-foot anaconda.
What?
What?
It's a hell. There's a snake in the lake.
Verzi, there's a fucking snake in the lake.
Well, call the town. I'm not going.
Verzi.
Help.
Verzi.
I mean, that's reality.
Verzi. Yeah.
I can't. What am I going to do?
Verzi, go get your shotgun. Get your shotgun.
Verzi, you got a shotgun?
I'm drowning.
No.
The snake doesn't attack you.
Oh.
You got a shotgun. If we have lake houses, we have shotguns.
Okay, we have shotguns.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have shot. Wait.
What time of day is this?
Early morning.
All right. We're not going at night.
No, I'm not a fucking asshole.
Can we fast forward when you guys are at the hospital? Because Verzi accidentally shot you?
No, we accidentally killed our neighbor Gina.
Listen. Can you please be her?
Can you be her?
They shot me.
Boys, is it an anaconda over here?
Where is it?
But I also got cutlets.
Listen, Verzi, we got to get a shot. Get your shotgun. I get my shotgun. We're going to get in the boat. We're going to go find this thing.
Please.
Where is it, Gina?
I don't know, but put your tracks to the wall and get over here. I'm scared.
Gina.
I'm not used to this.
Gina, get your shit together.
Okay.
Look at us.
Gina's scared.
Hey, Gina.
Yeah.
Where's Mike?
Mike's at the gym.
But he just got back for the gym.
Yeah, but he went back again to blow out tries. He said it was leg day and he came back, but he said he forgot to do tries.
This is literally my ex-husband.
Oh my God. I gotta go again.
Oh my God.
Sometimes I miss Dave Smith, but then I remember I'm Italian. I'm supposed to live this way. Oh God.
Where, Gina?
Yeah.
Gina.
Yeah.
Gina, look at me.
I'm trying, but I'm scared if I look at you in the eye. Gino's gonna come home and hit me again. He's gonna hit me for looking at somebody else. I'm scared, Bobby.
Nobody, listen to me.
Nobody's but gonna... you don't know him, Bob.
All right, listen, no one's gonna hit you.
He's off his cycle. He's been cycling.
Where's Mike?
He said he was at the gym again.
Listen to me. You got cutlets?
I got extra cutlets for you, boys. I'm really scared right, about it.
Listen, Gina.
Don't tell
Dawn that I'm having cutlets.
I won't tell to her. I promise I won't tell her. But it's okay. You boys need to eat.
If you think... Now, listen, Paul. There's a fucking anaconda
in
the lake. Our kids are here.
I know, but...
What are we going to do? Knock her? We're going to wait for who?
Does she have veal or not?
Yeah, I got veal.
I got everything. I got homemade meatballs.
Yeah, that's for fucking champions. No, that's for fucking the men who come home after a hunt.
No, you call the National Wildlife people.
Yeah, that's going to take 3 days. 3 fucking days.
Here's what I would do.
We both have shotguns. Listen.
In all seriousness.
We both have shotguns. We have machetes and weed whackers.
Here's what I would do. I'd say this.
Yeah.
I go, all right, Bob, we're going to go out on the boat for fucking... 1 hour.
Two.
It's a long stick. It's a big bat.
All right. We're going out for 2 hours.
2 hours.
We'll bring the shotguns.
Yeah.
We'll look
like
for this
thing. Like that
hour
is going to make a difference.
We'll go to the... We'll look for the stick.
Paul.
But then you make a deal with me.
Yeah.
If after 2 hours, it doesn't work...
Yeah.
We call the wildlife and we go to Gina's for some fucking money.
Let's get in the boat. Let's get in the boat.
But what would you wear on the boat?
Tracksuit.
A wife beater. He's got to wear a wife beater. What do you think under the tracksuit?
No, I'd go a little, boat shoes, white tee, shorts, maybe, chain out.
Chain out.
What about? Chains out. Yeah, always the chains out.
Hey, Paul, what about the fact that Anaconda's disrespecting you and your family?
I'm going to wear my fucking ring. I'm wearing my fucking onyx diamond ring on the pink.
He's going to wear a pinky ring?
On the fucking pink.
Bobby called me out for how I eat my sandwich. Remember what my
He eats his sandwich like he's fucking, like it's the most delicate thing. Like it's literally going to, the wind's going to blow it away. Like this. Like this. Like if the wind hits it, he's holding it out like fucking. Listen, this sandwich is made of fucking gold. Gold. You eat it like this.
One more little splash. And then we're going to smoke, right?
We're going to wrap up this second.
So Paul, like how Paul disciplines himself. Paul. One more little splash for me.
Paul.
Yeah.
We're in the boat. Let's get in the boat. We're in the boat.
Okay, we're in the boat.
The chain's out.
Chain's out. I'm in. I got it all black. I'm still a little chubby.
Call Vecchione. He'll know what to do. No, he's doing spots. He can't make it.
That's why Gina's alone. Gina. So now Gina's on the shore. We're in the boat. We got our shotguns. We got a machete. Mm. We're rowing out.
I would be.
Gina, where'd you last see it?
It was over there.
Over where?
By the mannequin on the picnic table. I was bringing it out for you boys, and then I saw this long snake come out of nowhere. So I put the mannequin down and I screamed for you help because Gino's not here. He's back at the gym blowing out tries.
So listen.
Wait, who am I with? Gino or Mike?
You're with Mike, but you call him Gino.
That's his middle name. Michael Gino Anthony.
Yo, blowing out tries is the funniest thing ever.
So the fact that he went back to
blow out
tries.
On the boat.
Now we see that.
Now we're on the boat. Yeah. No, we didn't see it yet.
We're
on the boat. We're cruising out. And I'm going, Bobby, I'll be honest with you, dude. Snakes, I'm fucking scared. So like.
Yeah, but it can't get in the boat, Paul.
I know, but. Paul, I don't want any tipping. I don't want anybody leaning.
Are you fucking nuts? I'm afraid of heights. You think I'm going to tip? If you come near me on a roof, I'm going to fucking flip out on you. I'm not going to tip the
boat.
Yeah,
we got to make sure the guns are like away. It's a dangerous thing, like away from each other.
Why?
Well, because there's fucking two guys, two shotguns on a fucking rowboat.
Yeah, but we're not two morons.
I mean,
you're not Navy SEALs either.
That was my point. I didn't want to call it this.
You're too out of shape, comment.
What the fuck? Are you guys weapons experts? I mean, he's got a great point.
Virgie, listen up. We have a helicopter in the boat, and also flame torches and a snake killer weapon. What do we do?
I'd be like, dude, Bobby, let's just go back to Gina's and get something to eat.
See, already team Gina. Yeah.
Listen, here's the deal, though. First of all, buddy, we'll just try to get this snake. If we, you understand this, Paul, we fucking shoot this fucking snake right in the head.
Yeah.
Anywhere in the body, we could shoot it, and it's dead. We just fucking shoot it. And then we take it, and then we become fucking, oh my God, we protected.
What, are we going to show up with it around our fucking necks like fucking heroes? What if you shoot the fucking thing in the head? Who's going to jump in and get it? Yeah.
How do you shoot
if
the devil in the face?
If you fucking take a double barrel and you shoot the thing.
What if you miss?
And there's a big splash. We don't know if we fucking got it.
Yeah, you do. It floats. Anything that's dead floats.
Usual.
How are you Italian? You don't know that.
You can make shoes out of it.
Yeah.
I would call back to Gina from the thing and I go, hey, Gina. You still got that money, God? We're coming in. It's been 2 hours.
We also some leftover tortellini. The fridge is full. Hurry back before Gino gets back from blowing out trunk.
All right. Look, you know what? We'll call. Now I know. Listen, I would fucking hunt
All right,
down.
You're that Verzi's back. End of story.
I'm on the boat.
I'd go with you for a little while if I didn't find. I mean, I wouldn't know. I'd be fucking scared.
You're not fucking killing an anaconda.
Here I am.
No, you're not.
Here I am.
No.
If it's in Jersey, I am.
I
think it's illegal in Brazil.
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah. If it's in Jersey, I see a fucking anaconda in Jersey.
Wait, what's the difference if one's in Brazil or
Brazil, they're like protected or something.
Oh, so now you're doing the.
If you're in Jersey, that's a fuck you. You know what I mean?
No.
That's like if I saw a tiger in my backyard.
Right.
I'm fucking shooting it.
You know what you're
if
doing?
If I have a gun.
You can't just fire a shotgun anywhere. Yeah. Like, they hear that.
You know what you're doing now?
What?
You learned a lot about anacondas.
Yeah.
So you think in your head.
Yeah.
Because from when?
I didn't really learn a lot about. I learned
yeah,
about.
From Max.
Hang on.
From
I learned.
SpongeBob. You got the SpongeBob version.
I learned a lot about praying mantises, which are very similar.
What?
So you don't know intimidation.
Fucking
eight legs.
You're losing your mind.
Fucking
I know.
Well, I can do brain surgery. Actually, I just like... got, I gave a guy a haircut one time.
No, I'm kidding. I learned about anacondas.
So now in your
cats
brain...
Cats are like blue jays.
It's like
I didn't know we were talking to Bobby the marine biologist.
It's like me reading about MMA and being like, this is how you got to do... This is how you got to do the move.
But you could do that.
This is... This
That's
is how
you could do it.
Yeah, but when yeah. the situation
it's called
comes,
learning, you fucking mook.
But when the situation
it's called
comes,
learning. What you can't learn, you're who you are and
I
never
no
get further.
I have no.
I know about anacondas, buddy. YouTube taught me a lot.
Yeah, YouTube.
Yes.
Yeah, YouTube.
Buddy, I built a fucking pirate ship off of YouTube.
I learned about polar bears on YouTube. What am I going to do in the real life? Nothing.
Run if you see a polar bear. Yeah. You don't fuck with polar bears.
I know, but I don't. I wouldn't fuck with a 16-foot anaconda in Jersey.
Buddy, anacondas, we gotta see a snake.
I like how in Jersey is the key.
I love
it's
it.
It's in Jersey. In Jersey.
North of Trenton, I let him live.
I used to live in Jersey. So Gino got a job selling Monster Energy drink, and we moved out here to Westchester. Now we live on Indian Lake, and there's an anaconda, and I don't know what to do. But I still get my nails done. I just spend all day doing my nails, making veal parmesan, and looking at Paul through his window. Are you guys hungry?
I can't tell which one's which.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You need to eat. If you're out there killing anacondas all day, you must build up an appetite.
Paul, to be honest, I let the anaconda loose myself just to see you in action.
In your track zone.
You look very nice in your track zone.
I was hoping it would eat Bobby and you'd kill it. Get rid of Fatso and be a hero at the same time. Because I didn't make enough man of God for both of you two.
Let's wrap this up.
Oh, dude.
Oh, fuck me.
What a nice play that was.
Oh, I mean, I've laughed on a lot of podcasts before. Not like that. I got a headache.
You got a headache because you drank half a bottle of whiskey. You fucking alcoholic.
Celebration for you.
Celebrating a surprise.
What am I going to be disrespectful? You put it in front of me.
Yeah.
No. Bring back
and
the
we killed a fake anaconda in the process.
See, this is good chemistry. This is what you'd want to do at a party.
See,
you
this
want
is
to get
the
crew yeah. together.
This is
yeah.
the party.
Well, this is a good one. I've done podcasts with not good chemistry too. Yeah. No, you're right about the party. There is a. I've learned that over the last couple of years. And even with, here's the problem with parties. People don't want they don't want to come. They just want the invite. I had people mad at me for a long time. I've said this before because I didn't give them the fucking invite. Then you give them the invite and they don't fucking come. So you're right. There is a small list. I don't care anymore. You know, yeah. I mean, look, it does hurt. I know people who have had parties who I've invited to my party.
Yeah.
Number one, didn't come, which is a fuck you. Number two, like days later, you look on Instagram, there's a fucking bash going on.
Yeah.
And people that you know that were at your party will go into this party but never told me, oh, are you going to that party? Never got invited from that person. So the people that went to that party and my party, they're cunts too.
Yeah, but I don't expect, like, I for me, I don't associate, like, with me, it's understood that's not my party. That's not my party. My party is this, right? Like if us four were sitting in my house drinking, smoking sticks, watching boxing,
it'll
I see
four.
Another party,
it'll be us three because Mike has spots.
So. I mean, I'll take Mike's spot. That's
really
fine.
Smoke. He doesn't puff at all.
No, I do. I smoke cigars.
You do?
Yeah.
You coming tonight?
I got a spot. I'm at Dangerfield's at 3:45.
I can't get back. I can't get back. I don't have a car.
I have to go host 9 roast
show?
Battles. I'm going to have Luis Gomez yell at me.
Guys, I'm a joke savant. I can't have fun. Well, you guys are enjoying life. I'll be thinking of a new 20 minutes.
I got 15
minutes.
New minutes on anacondas. My new set's called Anacondas and Baklava.
Oh, this is fucking...
But you're right. You have to invite certain people.
Yeah.
Because I know who says no now. So it's like, I'm not, you know. I invited you. I go, okay, boom, I'll give you a couple invites.
Three times.
Three times, right?
I give two.
Three times.
Three is probably good, but I give two.
I give three.
Okay, three is probably better.
I'm going to say something that...
No, but I've been wanting to come to Paul's for a long time. Yeah, no. But it's just I have to work.
What were you going
to
say?
I'm going to... This is not racist. I'm not trying to be racist.
Yes.
I'm just saying something that I've noticed.
Well, see, he hangs out with me a lot too much. That's how you know, because he prefaces it. Listen, not for nothing. I'm not racist. No disrespect.
Here comes the racism. Yeah.
What I've noticed is if your party is in a very rural area, wooded areas...
Yeah.
Black guys generally will not come unless they know that at least there's going to be two or three other black guys there.
And he's right about that. Yeah. Vladimir Camano was at my house for a party. He showed up. I swear to God, he kept going. Hey, he's been known nothing but the Bronx. And he comes up to one of my parties a couple years ago, my 4th July, and he goes, "Hey, listen, I'm really uncomfortable here." So he says to him, "I'm really uncomfortable with the outdoors. You guys got that like off bug spray?" Right, so he's like, he just really starts freaking out. Then he sits down, and a deer walks in my backyard. He never saw it. Giannis will attest to this. He was staring at the deer.
Like it was an anaconda.
Like if it was worse. Like if it was a UFO. He's going, "Are you serious? Are you serious? Are you?" He could not, and then he just wanted to leave. He was worried about bugs.
If that was his uncle, he would have took his knife out, killed it, and then cooked it on the West Side Highway. Had fucking a big barbecue the next day.
But how many
times? We got deer. We got fucking up.
No, but yes. How many times have you invited?
Fucking thing walked by in front of me. I take it out. I fucking took my back knife out, I cut it right in the fucking hay, and fucking boom, there's his hoof right on the
ground. Yeah, these pricks picked the back knife out back. You believe it?
This guy fucking flipped out. I said, "It's a fucking deer. That's fucking venison, baby. That's fucking exotic fucking steak deer."
It's venison, baby.
How many times have you invited Damian Lemon? He's never come.
Damian Lemon wants to come up, but they just don't. They don't.
Yeah, I've seen a pattern. It's a pattern.
Listen, I invite Keith.
Yeah.
I invite Keith, Marina. I've had a bunch of black people up at Puerto Ricans up my house. I think, look.
Yeah. I'm also further than you, and I'm a little. I think
yeah, you're up
part
north Salem.
You're 25.
You could take a train to my house, and take a 5-minute, literally an 8-minute Uber to my house, or a taxi from White Plains or Hartsdale Station.
You're
25, 30. Yeah,
mine, woods.
Yeah,
mine nervous. Is,
yeah, we had my party. We had Omar and his wife.
I understand it too. Yeah. I understand it because they know. Like, are there going to be other black people around?
I don't think that's an issue with our friends.
Yeah.
With like Keith, or like I don't think that's a real issue.
Not with your friends. Listen,
it's not a real issue.
My solid group of friends. Look, I have a bunch of groups of friends, but you know, I got you guys are this group of friends, right? Probably my contemporaries, you know. But I got Burr, Keith, Norton,
right.
Voss, Colin. That's my group of guys, you know. But we don't hang out as much anymore. Just because we're all old fucks, you know. They're a little older than me, thank God. But, you know, we don't hang out as much. But now I have, like, a group of people that I invite over my house that are my friends, that these are the guys. And there's people on top of that, too. You know what I mean? Right. But as I get older and as I do these parties more, it's like that party that we did, I invited a couple people, and I was like, I wish I didn't fucking put that out there. I wish I fucking held that back because I knew. Even if they could have made it, they're not coming. Ari, fucking great. I know.
Ari came up to my house, too, and he said he would.
Fucking Ari's the shit.
Yeah.
If I say Ari, he is no fucking bullshit. Yeah, I'll come up. And he comes. That's it. No, I can't make it. I love people like that.
No, he was so honest.
No gray areas.
Ari was so honest. He goes, "Listen, Verzi, for me to be at your party tomorrow, I got to come up tonight after my spot, so I'll drive home up with you at midnight, and I'll fucking go up there."
Yeah.
And he's like, "That's the only way it'll work." And he did it.
Yeah, he you can always count his hamburger.
So yeah,
no, you know
no
what I mean.
Truth, no truth to my theory, then.
I think there is because me.
No,
what's
your theory?
Me, Adrian Appalucci, and James Goff. James Goff's black comic. We were driving in, and we were in the fucking woods, and he started going like, "Hey, dude, I don't."
You are in the woods.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, dude, I drove up to your house.
This was a gig, though.
When I drove
different,
up,
but yeah.
Also, the burning cross. You might want to take.
Yeah, and the fucking the lake with the anaconda.
Well, the Grand Wizard, fucking.
Hey, I'm okay with being up here, but that cross over there burning, it's making me a little nervous.
I mean, look, you know, my place is 5 minutes away from a Starbucks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, and the train. So I'm a little, but your place is, I remember when I drove up to your place the first time, I was like, fuck me. This is woods. This is out there. That windy fucking road. Yeah. And then you pull up to that street and you're like, motherfucker. And then you're like, dude, go check out the backyard. And I kept walking and walking walking. And you're like, dude, I kind of like started running back to the house because I walked too far out. And like, if something happened, I was just going to go. Like,
you have that fear as a city kid. Like, where's the, you remember, I've asked you too, like, where's the closest hospital? I've asked you those questions.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
So I can understand why, like, black people might be a little like, whoa, you know, this is way out there.
Yeah, mine's a little, I don't run into that much. But I think there is a fucking list now. I have a fuck in my head. Me and my wife have created good, nah, fuck them, maybe. There's that little, you know, because you don't want to, here's the thing too.
You don't want to waste a day.
I waste the day, but I waste all that fucking good food. It's not like we're doing hot dogs and you go to some, like you said, we didn't even bring this up. Some people throw parties and it's fucking garbage.
Yeah.
There's no food.
No.
It's shit. They, because they don't eat good. They treat you like shit.
Yeah.
And now, you know, it's like, dude, fuck you. You only live once. It's half over, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
I don't want to take my time away from I'll stay home.
Yeah.
I'll stay fucking home. Yeah. And then you go over there and there's some, like a fucking Hot Pocket. Suck my dick.
Yeah.
Little pizza bites.
Yeah.
Family, you leave, you can't breathe.
Oh, my wife won't have you walk in. You don't walk in the door. You don't walk in my door.
I was leaving your
unless
house.
Unless you have something, right?
Yeah.
First have you time ever I got up there? Giannis has been up to my house probably 30 times.
Yeah, one time I got up and she fed me even before you got home.
I wasn't home yet. He got there before me, and I come home and this fucking guy's got meat sauce and pasta, and he's just sitting at the table talking.
Buddy, I went up to your fucking house. I was on my way out, and then you broke over a fucking 9-foot sub.
Everyone remembers that.
I killed that fucking anaconda.
You did kill that anaconda.
I think you straddled it.
Fucking grabbed it.
And then you had dessert. Dude,
I'm
it was
so hungry.
No,
right
dude,
I'm so hungry.
Oh. Here's the funniest part. I come home from my surprise birthday party. I walk in my house. I walk up the stairs. Giannis comes out. I see everyone come out. Surprise! Bobby comes out. He's got a sausage and a cheese, and he's chewing. And he goes, "You probably just get sat down." It was fucking hilarious.
He was eating.
And then you were eating. My wife's going, "Listen, my wife's don't tell her, but this is fucking
It's good. It was fucking good. Yeah. My mouth's watering right now.
Are you coming over this weekend? Right?
Got the fucking invite.
Sausage and peppers.
I taught my grandmother's.
How's my sausage and peppers? My wife's
unbelievable. Yeah. She really.
Even if my grandmother passes away, we're still going. Me and my wife.
No,
seriously, we had to make that decision.
How is she doing, by the way?
Well, my grandmother, I got the call last week. She's going into hospice. She's 95. She got sick. And I had a, you know, it was like, oh shit, I got to go home. You got that call. Like, you should come home. And then I was about to go home on Wednesday and I called my aunt and she's like, look, you know, hospice came yesterday late and they wouldn't put her on. Because she's still eating. You know what I mean?
Good. God bless her.
Well, I mean, it's good, but it's bad. It's like good, but it's like, you know, she's 95. She, you know, but my aunt's a nurse. So they, you know, they went in and she took her off all the meds that she doesn't need anymore. Vitamins and all that shit. She, you know, so it's kind of like hospice. She did a little small version of that. So then we had to go back in. We didn't have to go Wednesday. And we went Sunday, went in, everybody was there, a bunch of family members. And then, you know, saw her, she was great. She lit up when I showed up.
That's great.
She, you know, my grandmother was my mother.
Yeah.
You know, my mother was very young when she had us. She was 15 when she had my sister.
What?
She was,
really?
18 when she had me.
Wow.
In an Irish Catholic home back then. So you didn't get to, you had to go away. You had to go to a hospital and be there, and nuns and all this crazy shit.
Yeah.
And then when she came out, my father was in Vietnam, and he was all fucked up when he came back. So they got divorced or married. I don't know, some crazy. It was bad. So she had to move in with my grandmother when she divorced my father when I was a little baby. So I never saw my dad until later. And we lived in this house, you know, and my grandfather was my father. My five uncles were my fathers, you know, but my grandfather and grandmother, my grandmother was my mom. I used to call her mom. Wow. She's the one who taught me my values, you know, holding the door for people. Even though I was a piece of shit and I became a drug addict and an alcoholic at a very young age because for whatever reasons. I remember one time I had a six-pack of Heinekens from the night before that I was told to take home from the older kids at the park. I hung out with older kids. And they were like, you take this home, bring it to the park tomorrow. Everybody had to bring their own, you know, like you had to bring some money or whatever. We all contributed to the greater good to get fucked up every day, right? Yeah. You'd go steal, you'd rob. I'd go take stuff out of people's backyards and sell it to like people. And, you know, and, you know, they were like, you take this home, bring it back tomorrow. So I'm leaving. My grandmother's watching me. So much I love my fucking grandmother. I'm walking out. I love you, Nan. And I'm going to get fucking plastered. I was like 13 or whatever, 14. And she watches me. I sneak in, get the six-pack Heinekens. I'm walking out. They're in the bushes. She goes, Robert. And I hear her, but I keep going. Then she goes, Robert Patrick Kelly, get back here. In my tracks. I fucking went back. I was like, what? She goes, put that down. I went, fuck. I was like, okay. I put it down. She goes, now be back by 9. I was like, all right. And I left. I got a beating. I got a, because a six pack of Heineken. We were drinking old Milwaukee's, you know? Yeah. Heineken's was the motherfucker, you know?
Wow.
I got a beating. I got a fucking crack in the head from one of the older kids. You fucking idiot. You pussy. You know, I had to take a fucking whack. But it was my grandmother.
Yeah.
I couldn't walk away from her.
That's fucking, you know? That's a great story.
And I remember when I was in jail, one of the times, and they had a crunch. They used to have, in juvie jail, they'd have a bed crunch. And they'd pick somebody and be like, you know, you can go home if you can get a, if you, we can make a call right now, you get to go home. And that was like hitting the lottery. You're in fucking juvie jail. It was my second time being in. I'm fucking, they come in, they've got a bed crunch. If you can go home, you make a call. I called my fucking grandmother, who is my mom. I slept on her pull-out sofa more than I slept in a bed that I had at my house with my mom, right? And my mother made her say no.
Really?
I was on the phone, and she's like, Bobby, I can't. And I was like, but I get to go right now. They'll let me come home. All you have to do is say, you'll take me. Just send one of my uncles up to get me, and they'll let me go. I can get out of jail right now, Mom. Bobby, your mother, and I was like, forget about, you know, please, I can get out. I'm going to have to do 3 more months. And I can't. Your mother said no.
Wow. Dude,
they took my shoelaces away. They took my fucking, I had to sleep on the floor on a fireproof mattress because I was going to fucking murder somebody. I was just
wow.
So, yeah, that night. I remember I was crying in my bed and the lady came out and I was crying. I mean, fuck. You know, because I was fucking, my grandmother just fucking rejected me. Everybody else has fucking rejected me. Now, I was crying. And the lady came out. She's like, Robert, what's wrong? And I was like, nothing. And I just sucked. I just ate it. Oh, I just went fucking gush.
Shit.
You know, and yeah, it was terrible. But, wow. You know, she was... Yeah, fun podcast.
Well, yeah. We made some breakthroughs.
Anaconda was more cheerful.
We made some breakthroughs. We'll pick it up next week.
Yeah. So, I mean, look at that. She might be gone next week.
It was a good
week.
One. It didn't get anything. You know, thank you, Mike.
He pulls
it was a good
out.
One, but yeah. it's for the fans, dumb. Yeah. They're listening. Stop being so insecure.
But Giannis was being the therapist that we're out of time.
Yeah. So, if you missed it, yeah.
No, but you know what? Podcasts, a lot of these listeners are, you know, a lot of people, you need this. Like, what do you know? What are the dummies just want jokes? It's great.
No, no. I look at, man,
half these people are dummies that listen to this. They're fucking morons.
Not half.
Not half, but you know what I mean.
Would you invite him to your house?
What? No, I can do it out.
Do it out. Bunch of do it out.
So,
I loved it.
If she died, we've already talked. If she passes away, I love her, but we're going to come up.
Well, here's your grandmother. I'm doing
it. Yeah, no, salut. God bless her.
Salut.
She's the best.
Hey, she's still
do you have any Heineken?
She's still around. Hopefully.
Another good one that's been passed over.
I know, right?
I'm sorry. Me and Verzi are connecting. You fucking, you're doing good.
We're punching up your emotions.
Oh, shit.
I'm sitting here fucking locked in. These guys are thinking of callbacks.
Because
I'm fucking saying,
you know why?
I'm
you know why?
Tears over
you
here.
Know why?
Why?
We have fucking
kids. Yeah. We're connected emotionally to another human being other than mirrors and sneakers.
That's a good point.
And fucking gyms.
I live under a train.
That's a fucking heavy.
I live under a train in Astoria, so things are going well for me, too.
Well, you have a very famous roommate that none of us can fucking get a return phone call from.
Well, he has billions.
Yeah.
That was another good one you missed.
Huh? I have thousands.
Well, listen, the show he's
on. I know. I was relating it to that. Fucking hope you choke on fucking. No, guys, this has been a great podcast. Seriously, my grandmother, the God best. Bless her. I love
God
it.
God bless.
And hopefully she could be around for 6 more months.
Yeah, let's hope. Her for God willing. A year, no?
Yeah, well, no, let's not get carried away. She's fucking 95. She's been eating one piece of fucking banana a day.
Dude,
has she tried my banana? I'm going to leave it over. I'll bring it right up to Boston to her. I'll fatten it right up. And there's also tortellini and some veal. Mrs. Jarman, you got to try it.
Dude, that's a long... My grandmother just 99. She just turned 9.
My grandfather's 93.
99 is fucking...
That's
like
insane.
95 too, man. You fucking sign up for that, right?
My dad's 89.
Let me tell you, that
what?
Generation.
That's great. My dad's 89.
That that generation of people are just solid.
Yeah.
They fucking
smoke?
Never chased anacondas.
Never smoked. My grandfather smoked cigars
with a machete.
My grandfather would shoot an anaconda.
You smoke cigars? Your
cigars, grandfather? Pipes, and bourbon. His whole fucking life.
Your dad's 89. He smoked cigarettes?
He smoked cigarettes for like 40 years. 40, 50 years.
What? Wow.
And how old is
what?
He?
What?
How old is he?
89.
Dude, that generation, yeah, they were tougher people.
They fucking
this generation it. Coming up now, ugh.
My grandfather's 93. He's the happiest man in the world.
Yeah, think about the generation difference. They would smoke Lucky Strikes and Pall Mall non-filters. Yeah, and then, we got vapes, these fucking pussies. And they're fucking, get the oil.
It's fucking popcorn lung. All the shit that these kids are doing. They got all the... You can't have peanuts. You can't have carrots. You can't do anything with these fucking kids.
Yeah.
You can't go to school with the snack. You can't have peanut butter sandwiches anymore.
What's popcorn
at fucking
lung?
School because of some fucking shit kid... might touch a desk that my kid, who loves peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, aww, was sitting at, and then you fucking take out somebody's kid with a sandwich.
That's only in certain places, though. Back in Mikey's hometown, Youngstown, they still made of nails out there, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. You walk into the school, they wipe peanut butter on your tongue.
You got the box before homeroom.
Yeah, take a bite of this fucking PBJ before you get in.
You had to wrestle your way out of the class. Can you wrestle your way out?
Tough town, Youngstown.
Mm-hmm.
Tough
a lot town. Of great fighters out of there. Who's Boom Boom Mancini?
Man, it's my guy, man. Yeah. That was my favorite guy growing up.
And who's the other? Kelly Pavick?
Kelly Pavick.
And was there another champ. One?
I think
whatever happened
earlier,
to Pavick?
He retired.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ever get the belt?
He won it.
He did?
Yeah.
The big fight coming up next. How great was the fight, though?
And there was another guy.
Are you guys doing that? Canelo versus Triple G? Yeah.
I mean, I'm a huge
fucking boxing fan.
We should do that. You want to do that?
What is that, the 16th?
16th, I think. Saturday.
You know who I love? Pauly Malignaggi.
Of course.
He's great.
I love Pauly
Malignaggi.
The way
Italians.
She said that. The way she said that.
Yeah.
Pauly Malignaggi.
He's fucking hilarious.
He is great.
He's
dude.
A character.
He's phenomenal.
He's fucking hilarious. But he was
is he a good fighter, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good. He was a world champion.
Yeah.
He didn't have any punching power.
No, he didn't win a title.
Yeah, he did. He was a two-time. But he didn't have any punching power.
No punch. But he knew that. But he knew that.
He extended his career too long, is what happened.
I retired at like the right time.
Got
some she loves him.
What podcast were you listening to?
Cheating on Dave with Malignaggi.
You know more as much as I know about fucking anacondas. He extended his career too long.
That Triple G Canelo fight.
That's going to be unbelievable.
That Triple G Canelo fight is going to be a fucking. And by the way, I thought about that McGregor Mayweather. I thought about it. Yeah. And the more I think about it and watched it, I think Mayweather let him do what he did at the
Mayweather
beginning.
Destroy. If you go back and watch,
he wasn't
the
hitting him by
the
way.
Listen, it was entertaining.
We had a fun night.
We had a great
time. Let's not fucking
it was the best version of what it could have been.
I had the best time.
Yeah, but everybody, what they're doing now is like, dude, he fought. No shit.
If you it was a great fight.
Look, I lost $400 betting on that fucking Mick.
You bet
thought
on
he was going to win?
She didn't even fucking tell
Bobby
me.
Thought he was going to win.
No wonder why you were. Yeah, you didn't tell me that.
You bet on
you
him?
You bet on him 400?
Why would you do that?
50 here, 25 there, 25 there. I bet because it was fun to bet 25. Because everybody was like, here's the deal. Everybody's like, it's fuck that. It's never going to happen.
That's
go to
why.
Lenny. And then and I'm like, you know what? I'll bet you $25. Michael Che, boom, boom, boom. He's the greatest. I'll bet you $50. Let's do it. Because, okay,
I'm going to lose the money, but it's not 100 here. Mm. It's not 100 each. It's 50 here, 25 there. It's nickels and dimes, right? But if he won, do you know how fucking great that would have been? Yeah. If he fucking knocked that cocksucker out in the second round and to collect that money from Che and Lenny Marcus and fucking your roommate.
You wouldn't have got that money from Che. You wouldn't have got the money from
Che. What do you mean?
Because he still owes me a fucking $100.
Oh, he does? Yeah. Well, good. Let's put that on the fucking tab. I'll tell him when he'll get his money when he pays you. How's that?
I like that logic. Wouldn't it have been great
But then we
if?
Did another bet yeah, after. I don't know happen. What the fuck. What?
I said, wouldn't it have been great if, but it didn't happen. It wasn't close to happening.
It was. But here's the thing. You never know. It made it exciting for me to make those dumb bets. Because I'm watching it like, fuck, what if he, whoo, yeah. And of course he didn't.
But I feel like that's a lot of Irish pride.
And
too.
I also
wasn't
disagree.
Some Irish coming
maybe,
out of
yeah,
you?
Maybe, yeah, maybe. What's wrong with that, you fucking
I'm not saying anything's wrong with it. I'm pointing it out.
I also disagree with people saying that, like, the boxing took a bit, like, the UFC took a bit, like, it's worse for boxing. Boxing showed that it's a different fucking game.
Showed
and
me.
And to last longer, because Conor McGregor's 29 years old. Okay, Floyd Mayweather's almost 40 fucking years old, and yeah. McGregor ran out of fucking steam.
They were saying it's a win for UFC, that's what, right?
I think everybody won, but I think it showed that boxing is its own fucking beautiful art.
It really
that
is.
Fucking, it's another level. Yeah. It really is another level.
And it gets shit on a lot. It gets no credit.
But it should be.
Because it's boring.
It should get shit on because they don't make the matchups.
Wait a minute.
Yes,
but there's good matchups that don't get support.
Wait a second. They don't make the matchups.
Hold on a second.
Wait,
welcome to an episode of Hammer Fisting.
They should make them. Dude, you should be able to punch somebody in the head.
Shut the fuck up. Everybody shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. I'll kill everyone's soul in here. I'm fucking Luis J. Gomez. I'm the fucking rattlesnake. I'll kill you all, motherfuckers.
Luis, relax.
Fuck you, Bobby. Fuck you.
Wait, chill out.
You got weed? Okay, cool. Sorry.
You just told him to relax. He just fucking told
fucking
you to relax.
Come at me, bro. Come at me. Lewis, I'll fucking choke you out.
I'll let you middle for me somewhere.
You got weed? Anyway. Oh, okay.
Listen.
No, but Bobby's right, and he's right.
They did so much fucked up shit. They got caught in so much horse shit in the 90s and early 2000s. They never put the fights together that we wanted to see. And then here comes the UFC that made the fights happen. And with the UFC, which is you can actually bet for both guys. With the boxing, you're picking one guy or the other, pretty much.
You know what? That's why Mike Francesa never talked about boxing anymore, because he said it's the most filthy sport. And I get that. Yeah. I think that, and I like how Dana White makes the best guys have to fight the best guys, and there's something big every month.
That's actually great, not to cut you off, but he's also not paying them. So you make much more in boxing because they're individual promotions.
Yeah, because it's more of a league, okay? And to build this league up, to make it something, they had to make it that way, like a football team type thing. So they couldn't do the boxing. They were one, two guys make all the fucking money.
No, I agree. Yeah. I agree that.
So now you got a guy who can come in and make a living at fighting. The trick is everybody wants to be like, it's like fucking this. Everybody wants to be Louis C.K. or Burr and fucking be the top motherfucker. A lot of guys are never going to be that guy, but they're going to make a great living, a lot of money, enjoy their lives, and retire and have fucking, their kids are going to go to college, blah, blah, blah. You might not be fucking Adam Sandler, but you might be Mike fucking Vecchione.
Yeah, but the profits that they're making is through they're making fucking huge amounts of money. They could pay their fighters a little bit better. It has got to be some kind of in-between. Pay their fighters
For Conor McGregor to only make $3 million on his biggest fight in UFC and then go to boxing and make $100 in one, it's crazy. Well, and they are robbing him.
But I think it's all going to change now because you're not getting the pay-per-view. You know the pay-per-view buys, and he made more than $3 million, by the way, way more.
And he was right.
Pay-per-view was number... His Diaz 2 was fifth of all-time pay-per-views ever. This was number one.
He should have made a lot more money then.
No, but he should have made
a lot more money.
I guaranteed he made a lot more money.
But that's why he told Dana White, fuck you, I'm not schlepping around going on your press tour. That's why he said. He goes, you want me to go on this press tour? I'm the face of your fucking company.
Yeah. And that guy's the face of the company. What about these other guys who are fighting on these cards who are fucking popular, but they're not him? Yeah. And they're killing themselves.
John Jones is fucking, if this test does, $80 million.
Yeah.
$80 million.
I don't think Nick Diaz got the fucking due he deserved for the way that he
like got that, money. But that guy, look at Nate Diaz and Nick Diaz are two of the most exciting, awesome fighters ever. I love them, but they didn't. You're gonna talk about Conor McGregor sold the fights. Conor McGregor got the buys.
put the asses in the seats. Right. Now, there's a lot of comics that we know aren't funny, but are fucking selling out arenas.
Who? Let's go.
Uh-oh.
Let's talk about some do-it-outs.
Time to put this away.
A couple of do-it-outs. Verzi got a little whiskey. Let's go.
Couple of do-it-outs. You name one, I name one.
Let's do a couple of do-it-outs on and off stage. Let's go. Me and fucking Verzi did that in my shed one night with some bats.
Oh, yeah.
We did that fucking Netflix. How long can you last? We didn't last a lot. Yeah. Well, there was a lot. We were like, done. Verzi, fucking all of a sudden.
Which ones? Let's go. Which ones?
Credits roll. Fucking lights come on. Woo! Done. Fuck that. That's fake. That was put in there. You know, woo at the beginning.
Which ones? Let's go.
All right, you guys, Verzi, what do you got?
With Yanni, Borgata.
Yeah.
We're doing with Mozilla. We'll be at the Borgata September 29th. Giannis, and I think they got a couple of other comics to do it. Last weekend.
It's me, you, Matt Broussard.
Yeah, and somebody else. Damian Lemon?
I can't remember the four.
I love. Who's doing it?
Me, Giannis, Matt Broussard, and I think Damian Lemon or someone. We're doing the Borgata on one night only on September 29th.
What's his name? Who booked that?
Mozilla.
Love Mozilla.
How great are Mozilla's?
Mozilla's are great.
Yeah, and also check out the Verzi Effect podcast, and you can check me out on Twitter.
They just gave me I usually do one day a year at Gotham. They just gave it to me. It's literally Christmas week.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of freaked me out.
Why? That's good.
Yeah, you're home.
Yeah, it's great.
You're not away from the family. You go down the fucking highway 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's something. But I don't do.
And everyone's home.
But it's going to be dead.
No, it's not.
It'll be
New York.
Is it between Christmas and New Year's that week or the week?
Don't attack me.
Bobby,
we love you.
My friends. Jesus.
Nah, you'll be all right.
What are we gonna do this Westchester thing? What are we gonna do?
Ridgefield?
Oh, we gotta do it.
Ridgefield. We're gonna talk to the lady.
No, I thought we're gonna do Ridgefield or we're gonna do Tarrytown. One of the two. Holiday show.
I don't know, either one. I like Tarrytown, but Ridgefield's nice too. I love the girls at Ridgefield.
Ridgefield is literally 5 minutes from my house and we could go to my house after and smoke bats.
Boom.
And you know what? I told them that I was thinking about doing the special there.
Yeah.
But I decided not to, so I make it up to them that way.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm not sure that fucker.
I did it for a reason. Something happened.
All right. All right.
Something happened where she wanted me to do it, but I'll tell you after. I can't say it on the air.
All right. So you got that gig. Go see them. What a killer show that is.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun.
All right. What else you got?
I just want to talk about this guy. You got a new guy here.
Yeah.
We haven't even mentioned this guy. He's from fucking Astoria, Queens. He's a New Yorker.
Yeah,
we're
going to get to him at the end. I get to them at the end.
Oh, I just wanted to
say. Right now is your plug.
Oh, he's plugging him.
I'm plugging him.
Is that what you want to plug? You want to waste your plug?
Well,
not that it's a waste.
Come see me at the Borgata. Come see me at the Borgata. Buy my album. Let me be honest. Just buy it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's a great name.
Are you doing the other characters? I still see these characters. Are they old ones or new ones? What are you doing?
I'm still doing the characters, his videos. I'm starting podcasts with both of them. So
how do you do that?
That's great.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
What are you, his manager?
No, I'm his yes man. I'm one of his yes men that he keeps around.
Fuck is
unbelievable,
this?
Giannis.
That's great.
Keep up the great work. Keep up the great work, dude.
That was too quick, right? What do you mean you're doing twice?
No, I'm doing a podcast for more recent, a podcast for Panos.
Oh, not the same time.
Not the same time.
I was gonna say, how would you do that? Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, no. They're separate.
Wow, that'd be interesting if you could do that.
Not if you can use puppets.
If I could use puppets, I could do it.
All right. There you go. Where are you doing these podcasts?
Luis J. Gomez's Gash Digital Productions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The fuck? What are you, a trader?
Well.
What?
I mean, he.
Yeah, Lord knows Riotcast doesn't come knocking on anybody's fucking door.
Is it that Rob Sprance video that made you turn?
Okay, watch it. Let's watch him stutter through this.
Don't find him.
No, Lewis brought the idea up to me months and months ago. I didn't want to do it.
Yeah?
And then...
I never brought the idea of doing Mauricio here?
No, you never did.
Oh, all right.
You never did. you never did.
No, have fun over there.
No, but you never did.
I know. I'm kidding. Yeah, no, it's great. They got a new studio coming out,
too. They got a new studio.
Ralph's a great guy.
Yeah, they're good guys.
Oh, it's a great network.
Yeah.
It's perfect for those two shows, too.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's what fun.
You got anything else?
That's it. Just check my dates on my website and buy my album.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking coy you get at the end. So rough and fucking aggressive. And
buy my album.
Buy my album. What do you got besides fucking great shoulders?
Thank you, Lauren.
Don't forget to tell him about a kid who's doing good in Youngstown right now. You want to check out this 145-pounder? He's really crushing the high school ranks.
I'm always sweating because I'm on steroids. What do you got?
I'm at Comic Mike V, and I'll be in L.A. next week, Tuesday and Wednesday at Comedy Magic Club.
You doing magic now?
Yeah.
How great would it be if you were angry? Just an Italian angry magician. All right, look at my hand.
Can we get Gina's Gina's credits? I mean, what's Gina up to? What's she doing?
Credit, man.
I got plenty of leftovers. So just come over. There's plenty in the refrigerator. Gino's not here.
Where's Gino?
He's at the gym blowing out trunks. Just come over when you get a chance.
When does he do legs?
He said he was doing legs earlier, and then he came back, but he said, oh, God, I forgot to do tries, and I was happy because he didn't hit me today, so it was a good day. But as he's off his cycle. He's cycling from steroids. He's off his cycle. He's been needling himself pretty good, going to Long Island every day. So I've got some leftover man of God. Please save me. Help me. Wear a tracksuit.
What do I got, Bubba? What do I got?
All righty.
Here we go.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Jesus, mother. Oh, my God.
Right here.
Oh, my God.
When's the fastest internet in the world coming?
I don't know, but it would be great if you just had it up.
Sorry. 15th and the 16th of September,
the
you'll be in Buffalo.
The fuck you blaming the internet? You never take a hit. Just go, yeah, I should have had it up.
I know, I should have had it up.
Stop listening to you fucking looking at Verzi's eyes. Fucking looking at you. Can I just unzip your tracksuit? It's down and up. That's all I want.
Not a suit. I got fucking jeans on. All right,
relax. We know. This week, what do we got? Helium Comedy Club. The 15th and 16th, I'm up in Buffalo, which I'm excited. Haven't been up there in a while. So come check it out. Retweet anything I put out there. If you're coming to Buffalo, spread the word. Tell everybody. Bring a lot of people. We got the Pizza Party Podcast, the 22nd, at Providence, Rhode Island. Giannis Pappas.
Oh. Yeah.
Chris Scopo. And who else?
Paul Verzi. No,
Paul canceled.
Oh, you replaced him.
Yeah, he's replacing.
Oh, we gotta find.
We got.
Well, I didn't cancel.
Oh, I got him.
Ari.
No,
Ian.
Ian.
Oh, okay.
Ian. Who?
Oh, Ian.
Ian Finance.
Ian Finance. He's great. Yeah. He's coming. It's gonna be Chris Scopo and Giannis.
Yeah, I didn't cancel. Awesome. I didn't cancel.
Well, you kind of.
I didn't cancel. I called you up like a gentleman. I told you the situation.
Cancel.
What did you do?
What do you mean? I called you up like a gentleman. I told you the situation. You said, "Do that." I got.
Yeah, but that's canceling.
No, but I asked you. I said, "If you don't want me to do it," you go, "No."
Yeah, you canceled in a good way. But you canceled.
I didn't.
What do you mean you didn't?
I didn't cancel. I don't take that.
Wait a minute. What do you call it?
I called.
They give it a name then.
I rescheduled something.
No, you're not rescheduled. Reschedule means you're back on a schedule. You're not. You had a gig.
We changed it.
No, we didn't change it. You didn't change it. You ended it. You ended it. You canceled.
I called you. What did I do, though, Bob?
Buddy, you did the right thing. You're bad. I'm fine with it. I told you. You told me whatever you want. I said, go do that. Go cancel it.
All right.
You canceled.
September 23rd, you're at the Somerville Theater in Boston.
Ah, fucking Verzi. Yes, I am at the Somerville Theater in Boston for the Boston Comedy Festival. That is the 23rd. I am accepting Comic of the Year award. I will not be doing comedy that night. They asked me, do you want to do stand-up before you get the award, because they have the competition, and then they present the award while they're tallying up who won the competition. And I go, no, because if I bomb before you hand me the award for Comic of the Year, that is going to be the most fucked up shit ever in comedy. So I said, I'll just accept it, and I'll make a little speech, and maybe I might do a podcast, you know what, dude, up there that week.
Side Splitters comedy.
Oh, I can't wait.
28th, 29th, 30th.
Oh, I get to see Mike Calta.
Punchline Philly.
Oh,
October
my favorite.
5th through the 7th.
I love fucking Philly. You guys better show up. The club is beautiful, awesome, amazing. Brand new club, Punchline in Philly.
It's unbelievable. The manager there is one of my favorites. And then I'm doing Tacoma, Washington, first time up there. Laugh It Up, Poughkeepsie, Treehouse. I'm doing Bennington Arts Center in Bennington,
Vermont.
I don't even know what the
Bennington
fuck.
Center for Arts, Bennington, Vermont.
I got a lot of gigs. I have a lot of shows.
Look at all this.
Look at all this, buddy.
Up to February.
So make sure you go to robertkellylive.com. Check out all my dates. Spread the word. Here's how you do it, guys. Retweet. If you're a fan of the show, if you listen to the show, you see these dates up there. We try not to fucking pummel you with this shit. We give you a bunch of stuff, and then we put our things out there. You see Giannis out there with Verzi, and they tweet something about the show. Retweet it. Share it. Like it. Send it to your friends. Mike, he's got gigs. Something he's doing. His album. He's going to be on TV, which he is all the time. Retweet it. Me, same thing. Retweet, share. Like all that stuff.
And email us at ykwdproducer@riotcast.com.
Please email us if you have anything to say. You got dick pics for Lauren, please. I'm kidding. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Oh, God. Forget it. You want to send me anything? All the stuff behind us, which we have, you can send me whatever. You want to send anything to the studio, please.
117 McDougal Street, Comedy Cellar, Attention Robert Kelly, New York, New York, 10023.
That's it right there. That's the address. You want to be a live member of the studio?
Yep. You could still email me at ykwdproducer@riotcast.com and just subject it fan to be in the studio.
Yeah, anytime. And especially the night ones. Why didn't we get anybody in this time?
We didn't get any for this week. But
did we announce it?
I always say it.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so Lauren, you're the best. You're in a better mood now, right?
Yeah, I'm in a great mood. I was always in a great mood.
She wasn't. I made fun of her neck thing, and she fucking got mad at me.
I love you, Bob.
Chip is Monday night. Live Chip.
Yeah. It's going to be great. Everyone.
The biggest show on the network is a guy that doesn't exist. That's what Lewis is hoping for fucking Mauricio to fucking just take over the gas digital.
Smoke these bats.
We're going to go smoke bats. Fellas, what do you got?
I'm Rec Room Audio, at Rec Room Audio.
And I'll be over in Astoria, Queens, over here in Ammonia Astoria Cafe. Having
I'm
a cafe
Zach
with
the
Greeks.
New guy from Astoria. Huh? That's it. Zach the new guy. No, but I'm going to make a Twitter handle, Zach the new guy.
Fucking
I don't know.
Zach the new guy.
Fucking love it.
Love it. He is fucking rocking the video. These two guys right here are making this video happen for you guys. Everything's crystal clear. Everything's happening here. We got a bunch of stuff. I'm having a meeting tomorrow morning. We're switching a bunch of stuff up here. Things are starting to happen with this show, and myself. So I want to thank you, fans. You're amazing. I love you to death. Lauren, what do you got?
Just that, Lauren Kubera.
All right, the fucking...
And follow us on the YKWD Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All of it. Click it, share it, like it, love it. You know what, dude? Thanks.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they're all free.